awfully nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I like a sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom and the world.
Boobs is what they want.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show in the UK. Text 83936. For the rest of the world, tweet the studio using at Radio X. Now, here's Chris.
Hey! Happy Friday, you filthy animals. Welcome. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. No, no, please. No, sit down, please. Please. No, sit. Come on now.
For no reason.
Come on now.
I'm just practicing for when I walk out on stage and our live show on Sunday.
Oh, is that what it's going to be like?
Oh, no, come on.
Come on.
Stop.
We've got to get through the show. Stop clapping.
Please, it's very nice of you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Please, sit down. No. No, come up. No, don't throw your underwear on stage, sir. Please, no.
Not again, sir.
Yeah, not long now before we do our big Sunday night show that most of our audience aren't coming to, won't see, won't hear anything about.
That's it. But for the select 800.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be good. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how much work is involved. And I honestly, so much work, like logistic stuff of stuff which isn't really anything to do with the show and timings and audience and this guest list and all that. I honestly don't know when I'm going to find time to write some material for it.
Well, this is now.
When have we ever worried about that?
That's a very good point. I'm treating it like a Saturday show.
Yeah.
In my head, a lot of it will take care of itself. And well, I don't know if that's naive to think that.
I really hope you're right.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But I was thinking, and do you know what? No, I can't tell you what I was thinking because I think that's the opening 5 minutes. So I can't tell you what I was thinking. Don't worry about it. It'll be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my God. My days this week have just been full of boring logistics because we're putting the show on ourselves as part of a podcast festival.
Yeah, PoddyCon.
PoddyCon. Now, the idea is that they pick a handful of podcasts and a lot of podcasters, you know, are just people sitting there and shooting the breeze.
Mm.
Our podcast is 99% all the best bits of the radio show from that week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we were to genuinely do our podcast live, we'll talk for 15 minutes at the beginning and then we'd just play clips.
We'd listen to ourselves on stage.
For an hour. And then right at the end go, thank you very much, that's it. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Not the most interesting thing to watch.
So, you know, we have to really, our podcast live show is essentially the beginning of the podcast, but extended for an hour or so.
Yeah.
And there are other people who will just be turning up with no preparation whatsoever. They'll just sit at a table and go, all right, this is weird, isn't it? Anyway, so on our podcast, we talk about football. So, John, how do you think we're playing at the moment? Well, we've got a lot of injuries. And that'll be it. That's all they'll do.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Yeah, this is it.
For an hour. Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just sitting doing a podcast is very different to an actual show, isn't it?
Yeah. We're trying to make ours a bit of a show. Oh, because we have to.
Yeah. Well, it's a big space.
Now, sure, if you do have a ticket and you are coming, when I say a show, please don't be...
Oh, lower your expectations.
Oh, please do.
Oh, please.
The fact that it's happening in a theatre in the West End, don't think it's going to be like Lion King.
No, absolutely not.
Ah! That's the only bit of that I know, so...
There are hardly any lines in this.
Don't be expecting, like, you know, Pippa and Dominic to walk on stage like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
No, that's not happening.
It's not Jersey Boys.
Exactly.
Sherry! The only way you can get me singing that high is if you give me a hefty kick in the nuts.
Absolutely.
Don't worry, I will not be singing. Don't worry.
Well, you say that.
You say that, but now every bone in my body just wants to have you sing.
Absolutely.
No.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
No.
Is it Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy? Is that still your go-to karaoke Because that version you did in Manchester was, I mean, you made it your own.
But don't you find it fascinating that Pippa is a musician, so Pippa can pick up a flute and she can hear music and go, I know what that key is, or I know what that note is, or that's minor or major. Yeah, very when musical. She puts a mic in front of her, it all goes out the window.
It all goes out the window.
It's one level.
Listen, listen. I sang in tune.
Yes, but what tune?
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
James.
At some point.
I sing in the tune of C.
That's it.
All the way through the show.
Absolutely.
All the way through the song.
Yeah.
No, you have a very unique voice.
Unique will
you
do.
Really do.
That's what my mum says about my feet. Unique.
So, it's just been getting ready for this, and I'm like, there's something that I had an idea about something with a piece of music. So I was having to listen to the music on repeat whilst working out if you know, what I do, at which point in the music, and then if is it going to work? And my girlfriend Tiff's support in this has been remarkable.
Oh, good, good.
So while I'm working on this bit, thinking, is this good? Is this funny? Okay, so if we do this at that point, and then at that point, is that funny? And she walked into the room, and she goes, God, if I hear that bit of music one more time, and just walked out again, and I'm like, thanks for the support! Thank you for the support! The irony that, like, on Sunday night, we will walk out on stage to a sold-out Odeon cinema. This is where they have premieres of movies in the UK.
World premieres are held in the room that we'll be in.
800 sold-out seats, and we will walk out and to hopefully, fingers crossed, to rapturous applause.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
And then we'll do our show, and then we'll say goodnight, everybody, and then everybody will go, oh, bravo, bravo. There'll be roses thrown on stage, celebrations, Quality Street, all the chocolates. Yeah. Oh, bravo, well done.
Fireworks.
That was a great gag, by the way. It totally went over your head.
Oh, sorry.
And great. Oh, God, marvellous. Wow, no other DJ in British radio could ever put on such a live show like this.
Yeah.
You are remarkable. And then within about 90 seconds, Tiff will go, are we going home or what? Because I've got things that we need to feed the cats, you know. And I'll be like sucked back down to earth with a bump.
Yeah. Okay, but that's good in a way, isn't it? Bring us crashing back to reality.
You don't want it to go to your head, do you?
No, do you think Bono like finishes after Madison Square Gardens and then jumps on a plane and flies back to Dublin and gets in a car and goes to his house? He's just done 3 sold out nights in Madison Square Gardens. Killed. It's the best concert Madison Square Gardens has ever seen. They've just awarded him best performer of goddamn all time.
Yeah.
And he puts the key in the door and he's not even 2 feet inside the door and his missus goes, it's bin day, it's recycling and trash. Do you think that's what happens?
It probably does happen, yeah.
If I hear that piece of music one more time, I'm trying to create comedy here.
Yeah, try and create some washing, will you? Or do something around the house, you lazy pig.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be great.
Oh, Lord. And it's a Sunday night as well, which is a bit unusual for us, but it's great. So kind of, I'm excited
about
that.
See, I like that, because then we don't have... I hate Sunday evenings. I still have that feeling that I had when I was at school.
Yeah.
I should have done, like, geography homework or something. I don't like it at all. Yeah, a bit of angst. So this is now great. This is a lovely thing. Perhaps we should do this every Sunday night. Why not?
Now, during the live show, do we want to see if we can find out anybody who's a member of the dark web of the unofficial Chris Moyles Facebook page?
Do you think we'll be able to spot them by looking at them?
Yeah, they'll be the ones sat there in their seats with their pitchforks.
That's right, yeah.
Tutting all the way through, making notes.
Making notes,
they've bought the ticket. They bought the ticket before anybody else, and they sat there. One of them's making notes, and the other one's going, this is not as good as the live show they did in 2012.
Oh, don't come... It's a different show. It's a different show. I know. Chris,
I'm a different person.
Different person. Oh.
Yeah.
Will the dark web be represented, do you think?
I think there'll be a couple, yeah.
Couple, yeah.
There'll be a few burning crosses in the middle of Leicester Square.
Oh, yeah, as we walk in.
Some of our lovely ones, because I presume Emma Lumley?
From Durham.
I assume that Emma's a member of the unofficial Facebook page. But she's lovely.
She's not dark web, though, is she?
I don't know. Is she?
I don't know. She doesn't strike me as she'd join the dark web.
Oh, maybe
not. I don't think so.
The unofficial Chris Moyles Facebook page seems like every village in Britain to me. To summarise it, for those of you who aren't on it, and by the way, none of us are on it either.
No.
I think, imagine a little village which is very picturesque, and you move there, and then the first morning, you think, I'll pop down to the shop, I'll have a little walk around, see where I've moved to. And as you're leaving your little picket white fence gate, somebody across the street goes, good morning! And you go, well, good morning! And they go, lovely day! And you say, thank you very much. Welcome, are you new? I am, yeah, I just moved in yesterday. Well, welcome to the area. My name is Bob and I've lived here all my life. Well, thank you very much, Bob. My name is Chris. I know. Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Well, nice to see you, Bob. I'm sure I'll see you around. Oh, you will.
Oh,
curious. And then they turn the corner and they start walking to the shop and they see someone else. And they go, well, I'll say hello to somebody now because I'm a new local. Hello, good morning.
Shut up. Don't talk to me. It's not a good morning, you pillock.
And I would imagine it's a bit like that.
Very similar, actually. This is the worry.
And then when he gets to the newsagent, to buy your milk, Bob's behind the counter. Oh, whoa, Bob.
What's Bob doing?
I just said hello to you. Did you? Yes. do you know what? This sounds like a great movie. I'm going to write this down.
Write this down. Sarah's just text, I'm a member of the dark web, but I love you. We're all lovely. So that's good. We have nothing to fear, really.
James says, so you're not wrong. They're all meeting up before, sharpening their forks.
No. Yeah.
And that's, by the way, the fan page.
That's the irony.
Yeah.
That's the
There'll
people
be a page out there of people who can't bear me. Oh, yeah. God knows what they're doing.
These are the people who like
maybe the
show.
People who hate me have actually gone, you know what, we're standing down because we are nothing compared to that. Unofficial fan site.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between love and hate anyway.
There is, apparently so.
Mm. Don't worry, I keep them right on there, says Emma. There are some odd folk.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm not reading the rest of it.
No.
Chris, your cousin Jez is on the unofficial page. Do you know what? That wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, is he?
I stay out of it.
Right.
I am nothing to do with the unofficial page.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
Never been on it.
And I'm not saying that, and I secretly am a member under a different... I swear to God, I've never seen it, never looked at it. I'm not part of it. You've got to be part of it. I think there's an initiation ceremony where you have to, I don't know, shave a sheep or something, say how much you hate Sam before they let you in.
I think Sam was a member for a bit. Were you, Sam?
About 2 years ago,
yeah,
I found out about it, and I think I was a member for about... I'd say about a month.
Right.
Or something like that. And then.
Did you get driven out of town?
Not like. They didn't mean to drive me out, I don't think.
Right.
I think just naturally what I was reading was a little bit creepy. So I just.
Okay.
Yeah, I just quick, swift exit out the back door.
Yeah. And was your mum a member?
Yeah, I'd made her leave that as well.
Right.
Because she used to feed me through the information of things that they were talking about.
Right, okay.
So sometimes she'd like ring me and she'd be like, oh, they don't really like you. What did you say today? And then some days she'd just say, oh, they're having a debate about you. I don't know.
Apparently, the dark web are meeting at Wetherspoons before the show.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Shall I go down and meet them all?
Oh, I think
they'd
should
love that.
I think you should burst through the door and just to the entire pub just go, I'm here!
All right.
And you'll be met with nothing but applause and love.
Absolutely.
I highly doubt that. I've not been full of praise of that group.
Make sure you're wearing full Manchester United outfit. Cap, scarf, shirt, tracky bottoms, the works.
Oh, yeah, I've got everything. Yeah, top to bottom.
The works.
Man United kit.
Crash helmet, everything.
Yeah.
Have you decided if you're coming on Sunday or not?
I will be attending, yes.
All right.
I will be attending.
How are you getting in? You got a ticket?
No, there is another way that I've been informed of.
Yeah, there's a guest list, which I'm in charge of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Do you want to tell me you're going at any point?
Would I be able to make my way onto that guest list? Is that possible?
Poor this guy, Stephen, who's running the podcast festival, Podicon. Yeah. I've sent him 8 emails with the guest list.
Right, okay.
And then yesterday, I'm like, okay, this is really confusing. I'm going to do the guy a favour. Because, believe it or not, in real life, I'm quite nice.
Yeah.
So I put together all the emails I've sent him. Here's the guest list. And then I sent him a title cut of an email called Guest List 2. Then it was Guest List 3 add-ons. And then I was like, okay, this is so confusing. So yesterday, late in the afternoon, I sent him, I go, get total guest list updated. So it was nice and easy for him. It was in one hit.
Yes.
And I'm really proud of myself for doing that. I didn't need to do it, but I did it.
Yeah.
I come into work this morning and Sam's like, yes, I will be going.
Yeah.
Right, well, are you on the list?
No.
So now I've got to add another name to the list.
Is this a plus one, Sam?
No.
Oh, is it
No, I've not got a plus one. I'm just rolling up.
Now, but here's the thing. Where are you? Where do you want to watch the show?
Oh, from, is it called the Royal Circle? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, well, you can't go in there.
No. Because you have to be a member of the royal family.
There's a seat. The unofficial Chris Moyles Facebook page has a spare seat. I'm thinking about just putting you there.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that I don't want to.
It's like a peacekeeping mission.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that would go down very well.
You're an envoy for the Chris Moyles show.
I feel like they just sit there and give me a very long reason as to why I shouldn't be on the show.
Yeah. So sit there.
Yeah. Really... And your point is?
Yeah, he sounds like great fun, but, I'd rather sit in the part where, you know.
Sam's so funny. He has nothing to do with this live show whatsoever, right? And I was going to get him to do some stuff for it, but it just I've been overwhelmed with everything recently.
Yeah.
I've got no assistant. I've got to do everything myself. I'm not used to doing things on my own, like an adult.
Yeah.
I can't do it. If you left me in it, you could do a Channel 4 documentary where you have two homes.
Mm.
One is a family, Charlie and Roger, and their two children, right?
Yeah.
And Charlie and Roger do an experiment where they leave the house for a week, but they leave the kids inside.
Right.
Next door is me and Tiff. And Tiff goes away for a week.
Right.
Let's come back a week later and see how the children in this house got on and how Chris got on in his house.
Yeah.
And you know what? Absolutely. Who would come out of it the worst?
Absolutely.
I'd just be lying on the floor next to the sofa because I rolled off it 2 days earlier and I don't have the energy to pick myself up.
Yeah.
There'd be like just empty milk cartons,
Xbox
laundry piling up,
in the background.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I fed the cats on day one.
That's it, which will be fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 14 bowls of food each.
That's it.
To cover them for the week. Meanwhile, the kids next door, the 6 and 9-year-old, they've just put in softener in the washing machine.
That's right.
One of them's doing ironing.
Absolutely.
They've decided those curtains that I could probably do with a bit of a clean.
Yeah.
I'm a nightmare. Anyway, so then Sam, on the out, you know, screaming from the sidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might go on Sunday. Yeah, I might, I might go. I'll just hang backstage.
Oh, is that okay?
So I said to Pippa, what? Pippa goes, he's just saying he'll just be backstage. Is that true? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think I said something along those lines. Yeah.
Now, we're doing the show at the Odeon Cinema. Backstage is a massive screen.
Yeah, you're in a screen.
There is no backstage.
And the worst thing about it is I did go behind the screen when we went on our little tour there, and I was fully aware of how small it was and how actually I wouldn't be able to see anything.
You can't see anything. There is no area. There's hardly even an area to stand. They don't really have wings. So on the... It'll never take off. But like in a theatre where you could have 4 or 5 people side by side leave the stage, and, it's not enough room. And also, the screen in that cinema is so big, it has a lift in it, as in an elevator.
This blew my mind.
It has a lift. It's so tall. So there is. It's like a little... And you get in it... It goes all the way to the top. And it sticks out like an old TV at the back.
Right.
It's huge out the back.
Yeah. You could sit in the lift, I guess.
Or you could sit at home. So now I'm going to have to put his name on the list.
His name down now as well, isn't it? Yeah.
And make sure Pippa's on there, Bob.
What?
Pippa, our intern, Pippa.
Is she coming?
Bob.
Yep.
Does anybody want to tell me who's coming?
We told you this yesterday.
But I'm... Oh.
You wrote them down yesterday. I saw you do it.
Oh.
You're already on the list.
God.
When's Abby back? I'll make things good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be happy days.
Oh, I've got to send him another email.
Didn't you say we were...
I swear to God, there are other people putting this show on who are doing a live podcast, part of this festival, and I reckon the communication has gone like this. Guy at podcast festival. Are you up for doing it? Guy who does podcast. Yeah. Do you want to do Saturday at 7? Sounds good. All right. bye-bye. And they've probably never spoken to each other since. This poor bloke, I'm bombarding him with emails. Who's that popcorn? What's the deal with the lights?
Yeah.
Can we control the lights? Is there a follow spot? Will the air conditioning be on? I mean, I'm literally, I'm throwing every question. This guy must be like, holy Jesus, this
dude. Good, though. We want it to be good, don't we?
Yeah. But you know what? He's putting up with it because we're the only sold-out show at the festival. And so...
still time to buy tickets, I'd imagine, for the other show.
You can't target with popularity, Dom.
Absolutely.
All right. Remind me during the ads, I've got to email this dude.
Oh, yeah. No, we should do that.
You would think I was organising the Oscars. You would think I was producing the Oscars.
So no plus one for Sam, it's just Sam. So that's he wants to fly solo, he says.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk bringing a plus one, really.
Yeah, because you know why? Because judging at how long your relationships last, you'd turn up with one person
and then you'd leave
with somebody else.
No, it's just, I feel like if I wouldn't be able to turn up with someone without you potentially bringing up the fact that I'm always with someone.
Oh, the name would be different on Sunday.
Oh, potentially. There's various ways how we could all go wrong.
Yeah. So. Three name changes between now and Sunday, probably.
What's... Sam goes, can I bring someone on Sunday? And I go, yeah, what's the name? I'll email them. I'll put it on the guest list. Just her name is plus... one.
She's French.
Write that down. Plus one. Well, no, I'll put a name down. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Sam, I'll put a name down. No. It's just a new girl. Well. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, I'll just put a name down. What's the name? Now, hold on. I think it begins with an S. Is that pretty accurate, Sam?
That's pretty accurate. Bang on. Pretty bang on.
You dirty dog.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Right. Anyway, so that's Sunday night, and we'll give you more. We'll tell you all about it on Monday, because I know most of you listening can't make it, but we're very excited. Chris, can you put me on the list? There's a load of text messages now.
Yeah, there's lots of those.
We've done our guest list. Guest list is done.
Yeah.
Ain't no more spaces.
Nope, that's it. We're chock-a-blocker.
Unless, like, Charlize Theron messages me going, oh, I'm in town Sunday, any chance?
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. If you've never entered this competition, I have a theory in life that good things come with good stories, all right? Now, it doesn't always play true, but... how many times have you heard about somebody who won on the lottery and they play the same numbers every week and then one week they got a number wrong and they won?
Mm.
Or a husband and wife, the husband bought the ticket because he thought the wife hadn't, and then the wife also bought the ticket and they shared the jackpot.
Yeah,
they were
true.
Like, oh, there's two winners, and they realised they were both winners. There's always a story.
Yeah.
You never, ever, 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 ever hear about somebody who's won the lottery and they played exactly the same numbers week in, week out for 14 years and eventually they won. It's always got a story.
Something.
So here's a story for you. You've not entered 20 seconds to 20K and you're not going to enter our competition. But at the last second, you decide, do you know what? I'll text in. I'll never get picked. And you get picked. And you get on the air and you win money. And then... in a few days' time... oh, they're nice trainers. Where did you get them? Well, what happened was... we need somebody to play the game this morning. Would you like to play? 20 seconds to 20K. The most you could win is 20,000. The least amount of money you could win is £1,000. You will text the word... play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. If you want to play, text play, followed by your answer to this question. It was Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday yesterday. But which 1997 Oscar award-winning film did he star in opposite Kate Winslet? Leonardo DiCaprio, 1997 Oscar award-winning film with Kate Winslet. What's the name of that film? Text the word play, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You'll need to be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 7:30 this morning. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may be charged. You need to be 18 or over, live in Great Britain, and you can get the full rules at radiox.co.uk. So, if you know the answer, text the word play, followed by your answer. Send it now to 83936. Got it? Leonardo DiCaprio, Oscar-winning film, 1997, Kate Winslet, what is it? Text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Good luck.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
Bah. It's like Stephen Fry, isn't it?
Oh, bah. Yes.
I'm going to write down now what I think we're going to give away.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Come on, then.
Done it?
Yeah.
Joel, in the competition department, he's just written down mug.
Yeah, he's written mug all week, I think.
He's manifesting it. He's lit candles. He's pacing around his office in a circle.
Yeah.
Hum, hum, honey. He's doing some kind of weird chant.
Mug dance.
Yep. Lily, lily, lug, let the winner get a mug. Chin, 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 chin. Oh, my Lord.
I think it's going to be a good one today.
Oh, I really want it to be. It's Friday, after all. We've got Platinum Hour, a great hour of songs to play. Wouldn't it be lovely if you get to listen to that with a... I almost said a very rude word there.
Oh, don't do that.
A shed loads of money in the bank.
That's better.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks for a minute.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Right, where's that guest list?
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Greggs and their Christmas menu. Festive treats for all.
Radio X. Through shelves you search, still trying to find a Secret Santa gift for Jim from accounts. Yep, Christmas is here. But no last-minute shopping trip is complete without grabbing a delicious pigs under blanket baguette from Greggs. Making classic Christmas moments like this not so bad. The new Greggs Christmas menu has landed. Pop in or download the Greggs app now to click and collect. Because Christmas isn't really Christmas without a festive treat from Greggs.
Scotland is calling to those who crave escape and those who seek adventure. It's calling to those who love a city break and those who prefer a country retreat. And it's calling to those who want to get away from it all by losing themselves in it all. It's calling loudly, and it's calling to you. Now is your time to answer. Scotland is calling. To help plan your next break in Scotland, go to visitscotland.com.
Jump for joy. All the very best Christmas gifts in the world have just arrived at Bicester Village. Discover a treasure trove of luxury for less in our 160 beautiful boutiques. With open-air shopping, we have everything you could wish for, from life's little luxuries to gifts that will last a lifetime. Or why not enjoy a delicious afternoon tea at Café Wolsey with warm mince pies and spiced mulled wine. Bicester Village, everything you could wish for this Christmas.
Winter wow offers have landed at Matalan. For a limited time only, you can save 30% on selected ladies and kids wear, including stylish footwear, comfy leisure wear, cozy kids coats, and more. Don't miss out. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now.
COVID-19 vaccinations for 12 to 15s are already available at school, but now you can choose to book a free vaccination at an NHS vaccine centre instead. I'm Dr. Nikki Kanani, GP and Medical Director of Primary Care in England. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for young people. It helps protect them from serious illness and stay in school, the best place for their education and well-being. Don't delay. For COVID-19 vaccines for 12 to 15s, go to nhs.uk/COVID-vaccination.
When you sign up for early bird deals at Samsung.com, you'll get exclusive offers of up to 20% off selected smartphones and home appliances. So you don't have to go searching far and wide to find a great deal this Black Friday. Like at the bottom of a well, for example. The Black Friday search is over. Where else but Samsung.com?
Register for discount codes by 16th of November. Purchase by 18th of November from Samsung Shop Online. One smartphone and one home appliance code per customer. While stocks last.
We are Fulfillment, know that the best e-tailers have the best service, and we help deliver it.
we'll warehouse your stock. And when you make a sale, we get a real-time notification, meaning your items are picked and packed by the time this commercial is over. From your store to your customer's door, from as little as £1.88 per order, with free onboarding and integration. We are fulfillment.co.uk, putting the logic into logistics.
Radio X. News update next.
Oh, congratulations. When are you due?
Dr. Noonan's clinic manager will be going on extended leave, so she needs a replacement before her patients lose their patients.
Twins? Oh, my.
Indeed can help Dr. Noonan find candidates with the right experience.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Indeed delivers quality candidates, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to help your business grow. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
On your radio, on Global Player, and here.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning. It's Friday. Can you believe it's the 12th of November? I literally do not know where this year is going. It's flying. But we're here and it's the weekend. Thank God for that. 20 seconds to 20K is coming up. We've also got the Platinum Hour at 9 o'clock this morning. Oh, excuse me. And a little musical treat from one of my favourite bands in the world.
Ah.
Which I'll tell you about later. First of all, Dominic Byrne has your new spot on weather. It's a minute past seven.
In Global's newsroom, the COP26 climate talks enter their final day today with the summit's president warning there is still a monumental challenge ahead. Alex Sharma has raised concerns about talks to give financial aid to nations most vulnerable to climate change. Philip Davis, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, has criticised the pledges that have been made so far.
There's a lot of fancy words. They don't seem to have any teeth to them. It's aspirational.
In other news this morning, the husband of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe is now on the 20th day of his hunger strike outside the Foreign Office in London. Richard Ratcliffe says he'll carry on with his action after meeting in Westminster left him feeling deflated yesterday. She was first jailed in Tehran in 2016 on spying charges, which she has always denied. The organiser of the flight in which the footballer Emiliano Sala died will be sentenced later. 67-year-old David Henderson was found guilty last month of endangering the safety of an aircraft. The plane came down in the English Channel. The player had been travelling to his new club, Cardiff City. New research suggests most businesses are putting up prices now because of staff shortages and the rising cost of shipping. The British Chambers of Commerce says firms are facing huge pressures as they battle to keep on track for Christmas.
Sport. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Get special offers now at selcobw.com.
England know a win against Albania tonight will all but put them straight through to next year's World Cup. They round off their qualifying campaign against San Marino on Monday. Arsenal's Emile Smith-Rowe could make his senior debut following a number of withdrawals from the squad.
Oh.
England manager Gareth Southgate insists he isn't just there to make up the numbers.
This is a group that make young players and new players very welcome, so I don't think it's a difficult environment to fit in. His quality has been apparent in the way that he's trained, so he's ready, and we've enjoyed having him with us this week already.
Scotland can seal a playoff place with victory away to Moldova. Northern Ireland, who can't qualify now, host Lithuania. Wales were guaranteed a spot in the playoffs without even playing last night after Spain beat Greece 1-0. And the result of the evening, the Republic of Ireland drew 0-0 with Portugal last night. And there's no more British interest at the Stockholm Open tennis following the quarterfinal exits for both Andy Murray and Dan Evans.
Well, does that mean nobody in Britain has any interest in that tournament?
No one's interested anymore.
That's what it means.
With Direct Line, van insurance you can rely on without breaking the bank.
Rain moving eastwards across much of the UK.
Hey, all right.
Showers heavy in the north. Sorry. Temperatures up to 15 degrees. Very mild again. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
It is quite mild, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. Mid-November.
It's quite mild today, isn't it, Dom?
Yeah.
It's quite mild.
Bit of a wind, though, isn't there? We noticed that as we were walking into work.
Yeah, there's a bit of a wind, bit though, of a breeze, isn't there? There's a bit of a wind, Dom.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a wind.
Oh, God.
Anyway, thank you for the new sport and weather. It's beautifully done.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Would you like a little tease of today's Platinum Hour montage?
Very much so, please.
Pippa, what was that? Yes, please, did you say?
Yes, please,
I want to
yes.
get 5 out of 5.
Yes.
I thought that's what
you
said.
Always do get 5 out of 5.
Quietly.
Platinum Hour is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. I have chosen an hour of songs, and they sound like this.
I love that last song.
Now, if you're listening to this and you didn't get any of those, I'm going to break them down one by one. And once I've broken them down one by one, if you still haven't got one out of five, then I really feel for you. I really do. That's tricky. Number two.
Love that. Love that song. Love that band as well.
Number three.
Oh, Dow.
Yes, Pippa. Yes, Pippa.
Oh. It sounds like something which I don't think you would
play. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, but it's the Platinum Hour, though.
If it is, it's great.
Number four. And if you don't get this, I feel for you. Mm. Now, it's not a curveball, by the way. Mm.
Yeah, I'm surprised not a curveball. You play him on.
Yeah.
Yo, VIP.
Yeah.
Let's kick it. Can and then the last one.
Great song.
Put it all together. It's the Platinum Hour. You'll hear those songs and more after 9 o'clock this morning. You are welcome.
The Chris Miles Show.
Rap. I have got to get back into my training. I have done nothing for 2 weeks, and I am just. I feel like I'm a walking potato.
What? Come on.
You look no different.
Speaking of which, guess what we had for dinner last night?
Potato.
Sorry. Oh, God damn it. What? Guess what we had for tea last night?
Ah.
Look at me.
Well done,
gone all southern.
Potato.
Jacket potatoes.
I did not jacket. I don't like jacket potatoes.
Do you not? I love jacket potatoes.
No. I always found it really weird when somebody would have a jacket potato with a bit of butter in it. And I'm like.
Yes. And a bit of salt.
That's weird. That's like getting a Freddo and putting, I don't know, jam on it.
That's lovely.
What did we have for.
Shepherd's pie.
No.
Is it potato-based?
We had potatoes in it.
In
it.
A casserole of some description.
No.
Roast.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Roast.
Tiff did a roast yesterday.
Oh, lovely.
I like that on a Thursday.
Now, I can't do a roast. I've never done a roast in my life, so I'm nothing but impressed when people do a roast.
Yeah.
But it's Thursday.
Yeah, I love that.
And she did a roast. And I went, what's this for? She goes, I just fancied a roast.
She's ripping up the
roast chicken.
Great.
Oh, great. Lovely.
What'd you have with it? Roast potatoes?
Yeah.
Carrots.
Carrots, which she glazed in honey.
Carrots.
That's lovely.
And there may have been some peppers, but I'm not 100% sure. It could have. I don't know. And then there was another vegetable that I don't eat that left.
Right.
Maybe a courgette or something.
Any gravy with that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, lovely.
In fact, Tiff's words, who is a southerner.
Yeah.
I hadn't put any gravy on and I dived in because I was starving because I don't have any lunch. And then she just went, oh, I don't know how you can... I don't know how you can eat that chicken without the gravy. And I was like, oh, so proud. She's only gonna make gravy. She's one step away from dipping a chip in gravy. I'm telling you. I'll make gravy. A northerner of her yet.
Chips and gravy is one of the nicest things in the world.
I tell you, one of the first times Tiff ever came to Leeds with me, she'd met my parents already, and we were going to go to Leeds. And we had the most bizarre conversation leading up to that weekend, which pretty much went like this. What is there? What do you mean? What is there in Leeds? It's not Beirut. It's not a third world country, love. It's one of the biggest cities in England.
They've got shops and everything.
It's huge.
Yeah.
What's the weather? Do I need a coat? Where do you think you're going? It's 200 miles up the M1.
Yeah.
And she just kept making this face like she could smell something. And I'm like, Leeds is brilliant. The people are brilliant. The place is brilliant. Is there, do they have shops? Yeah, we have shops. And I'm, all right then, come on, bring it on. She goes, no, I don't mean shops. I mean, and I said, go on. Challenge me now.
Yeah.
Come on, challenge me about Leeds. What do you want? We got everything. What do you want? We got everything. We got everything. And to be a smarty pants, she went, Harvey Nichols? And I went, yes!
Yeah.
We've got a Harvey Nichols! Yeah, we don't call it Harvey Nichols. It's Harvey Nichols.
Harvey, yeah.
We haven't got the time, we're too busy. We're too busy walking past it to, you know, find a cheaper shop.
Did you take it to Great Clothes, or is that...
Great Clothes is gone.
That, oh, Great
it doesn't
Clothes
exist
gone, yeah.
anymore on York Same Road in Leeds, just near mine. The old library in Public Baths, yeah. which had been closed since I was a kid.
Right,
no, we didn't.
Okay.
Do you have a Louis Vuitton? Yeah, we do have a Louis Vuitton, actually.
Actually, yeah.
Do you? And I went, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Probably.
I'd imagine there could be a Louis Vuitton store in Leeds city centre, yeah. and the person who works there has gone, nobody has come in here in 12 years.
Little documentary on Channel 4.
They just walked past, they're looking, yeah. People have the picture taken outside, but no one's ever walked through that door.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
We had someone come in, they were lost, unfortunately, just asked the directions.
Yeah, somebody came in and said, do you sell the fake Louis Vuitton bags? I said, no, we only do the real thing. And they went, I'm not interested. I don't want to risk it.
Yeah.
I'm going to Tenerife. I only want the fake ones. Yeah, so anyway, I love Leeds. Chris, I'm off to Leeds next week for work. First time since before COVID. Oh, it's fun.
Mm.
Chris, please tell me you took Tiff to the Red Bus Cafe on the A64. No, we didn't. I mean, I couldn't show her all the main tourist attractions.
What's the Red Bus Cafe on the A64?
I'm going to let you work it out.
Is it a cafe on the A64? But is it famous, though?
So
is it quite?
What is it?
Well, it's like a butty wagon on the A64.
Where?
In a lay-by on the A64.
And it's a butty wagon called that, or it's a...
It's called the Red Bus Cafe.
Or?
It's a red bus that they've turned into a cafe.
Don't need to give you any more information.
Wow. That sounds cool.
So brainy.
That sounds quite iconic.
It's been there for years.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you are. Ranch Burger was awesome. Oh, Ranch Burger! Ranch Burger was brilliant.
Is it not there now?
No. And the fella... Now, here's a question for anybody who remembers Ranch Burger. I don't know if it was a Leeds thing, a Yorkshire thing, a North thing, but it was a burger chain called Ranch Burger. Does anybody remember? They used to have pictures in the window... of a big old bloke tucking into all the different burgers. So I had a picture of him, and I think he was in different outfits.
Right.
And he'd be like, munching. Does anybody remember that? If you do, I think he used to be a wrestler. The guy in the pictures. I'm pretty sure he was like a famous wrestler, and they got him in to do, munch the burgers for Ranch Burger.
I don't remember Ranch Burger.
No, it's Ranch Burger.
Oh,
I just said it.
It's Ranch Burger.
Ranch Burger.
Yeah, I think, does Chris mean Ranch?
Ranch, bit? I think so. Yeah.
Ranch. All right.
There might be one in America.
Ranch Burger? Yeah. No, I think it's different.
That's a different chain.
I would imagine it's different. That's probably Ranch Burger, not Ranch Burger. Dom, here's the Red Bus Cafe on A64.
It is exactly what it says on the tin, isn't it?
It just is an old bus.
Yeah.
That's been there for, I don't know how many years.
All day breakfast.
It's not going to move anywhere, is it?
It's got no wheels.
It's going to struggle.
But that does all day breakfast, Dom. It does hot and cold sandwiches, hot and cold drinks. That's open 7 days a week, the A64.
Seven days a week?
Yes, sir.
I love that.
Yeah, the entrance is at the rear side of the bus.
Right, okay, that's good.
Okay.
It's a very iconic looking thing, isn't it?
Now, does that look like it's been there a long time?
It looks like it's been there for years, doesn't it? It's sort of melded into the road.
If you look at the picture, we've just got a picture up in the studio. If you look at the roof.
Yeah.
See that those trees are behind it?
Yeah.
Those trees are not behind it. They're growing out of the bus.
Yeah.
There's no trees near it apart from coming out of the roof of that place. Chris, what kind of roast dinner is courgettes? There might not have been courgettes. I know it's a vegetable or something that
broccoli
I don't eat.
Broccoli or something.
It wasn't broccoli.
Was it not?
Oh. I know what broccoli looks like.
Right.
Small trees.
It's like cauliflower.
Except green, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It might have been something else.
Courgettes are all right with the roast dinner, aren't they?
I think so.
Did he take Tiff on the Otley Run? No, we didn't. There's lots of people now. Did he take her to my favourite pub, Whitelocks? Says John. Oh, John Whitelock in Bristol. And you know John as well. I think Whitelocks is the oldest pub in Leeds.
Is it?
I think so, yeah. It's just next to the ship. The ship's still there. Which that was used to be our place.
Right.
I used to like it in there.
Yeah.
There we are. Anyway, I know this doesn't mean much to many people who have never been to Leeds and has no connection with the place. And someone else says, of course the Red Bus Cafe has no wheels. It's next to Seacroft. Now, I'm not joining in with the Leeds bashing.
Right.
Seacroft is a lovely place. Right, so we've got 20 seconds to 20K coming up.
Yeah.
We've got the Platinum Hour coming up. And we also have something with our new sponsor, Greg's.
Mm-mm.
Now, love they have Greg. Sponsored the show since Monday.
Yes.
It is now Friday.
Yeah.
Where's the free Greg's?
Well,
what's the point of having Greg's sponsor the show?
Exactly.
If I haven't put half stone on this week from eating their beautiful, delicious
they are
hot foods.
Exquisite.
We really are expecting a large Greg's delivery.
When?
When we do a special week with them.
Okay.
Well, I'm not waiting.
Not waiting. Okay.
I'm not waiting. Right. They need to get on it.
Well, I'll feed that back.
It's poor form.
Poor form.
That's what it is, Pip. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's poor form.
What's your favourite thing Greg's from Greg's? Yeah. When you go in, what's the thing you go, do you know what? I just want one of them.
Oh, that's unfair.
Why? Because you've got too many to choose from?
Yes.
I don't really...
All right, so what time of day am I going in? Because it depends. If I'm going in for breakfast,
or
am I going in the afternoon?
You're going in... It's kind of lunchtime-ish. Let's say lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
Yeah.
All right. Sausage roll.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Now, I know everyone says steak bake.
Mm.
I like a chicken bake.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll always go steak bake myself.
Chicken bakes. You should try the chicken bake.
Okay, I will do.
It's a treat and a half. All right?
Okay.
Now, if you want to go down the sandwich route...
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't like cheese, so I have to pick and choose what they have. So, mm-hmm. you know, so obviously they do the ham and cheese baguette, or they do the mature cheddar salad baguette thing.
Yeah.
They do a Mexican chicken baguette.
Ooh, do they? That sounds nice.
I've never had chicken in Mexico, but it must be blooming delicious.
Mm.
And they do a tandoori chicken baguette, and I do like a bit of tandoori chicken.
Their pasties are very good as well. Very good.
It's all good, Dom.
It is, isn't it?
And I know I don't want you to think this sounds like an ad, because I'm not getting paid for this. We're not even getting a free bacon breakfast roll.
We're not.
We will at some point. Mm.
But they do breakfast, by the way, don't forget.
Yeah, I do now, ever.
And here's one of the other reasons I like Greg's, because they've been around for a long time. I told you Leeds is pretty much... That's how people give directions in Leeds.
Yeah.
Go up there. You know, when you get to Greg's, turn left. When you get to next Greg's, turn right. When you get to the next Greg's, turn right again. And when you get to that Greg's, you're at the Greg's.
Yeah, it's landmarks. It's like an Ordnance Survey map, isn't it? It's just full of Greg's.
Would you like to know what they do? And I kid you not, this is 100% true.
Go on.
Now, you know that I have made and designed my own dishes in the past.
You have?
Yeah.
What was your famous design? It was a burger omelette, wasn't it?
And what was it called?
You called it a burglet?
A burglet.
That's
because it was an omelette with beef burger in it.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it.
Greg's for breakfast.
Go on.
Do an omelette breakfast baguette.
Do they?
Yes, they
with
do.
Bits of omelette in it.
They also do a bacon and omelette breakfast baguette.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh.
And a sausage and omelette breakfast baguette.
Oh, that looks lovely.
Let me point out what that is to you. That's a baguette with sausage and omelette in it.
Oh, lovely.
What? I mean, we got your chance to win a little trip with Greg's, and we'll tell you about it later, but it's very, very nice. It's actually very classy.
Classy. Coming up,
classy.
More entertaining stories from Chris and the Chris Moyle Show team.
Hello.
Following on from Colleen Rooney message yesterday, our WhatsApp messages continue to be popular with mega celebrities. Plus, the postman has delivered letters and parcels for Dom, as well as some pamphlets for life insurance, stair lifts, and walk-in baths. Here we go.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
James, have I got time to play a song before the break?
Yes.
All right, then.
Sheila goes out with her mate Stella.
Oh.
It gets poured all over her fella. Because
oh.
She says money ain't no better than the next man kicking up fuss. Drunk, she stumbles down by a river. Screams, calling London. None of us heard her coming. I guess the carpet weren't rolled out. And tell all the fellas that the lady is single. Fickle way to tickle
on my young man's team. She's up for doing what she like any day, more like the night. She drowned drunk swords that she stole, walked wrong. She didn't like fights, but at the same time understood fellas who we fellas to the end of time.
Good heavens, you boys. Blue-blooded murder of the English tongue.
You'll never f- like to not like what he stopped so shocked. Cause it turns out the last ass killed a Pied Piper. Sheila goes out with her mate Stella. It gets pulled all over a fella. Cause she says money ain't no better than the next man kicking up bus. Drunk she stumbles down by the river. Screams calling London. None of us heard her coming. Guess the carpet weren't rolled out.
It's so wrong, but it's so wrong.
About the girl Georgina, never seen the worst, a clean young mess, under stress at best, but she pleased to see her. We love, God bless, we lay her body to rest. Now it all did started when daddy's alcoholic, lightweight chicken down numbing his brain, and the doctor said he couldn't get the heart did started. Now beat up, drugged up, she feeling the strain. She says, when I fall, no one catch me, alone, lonely, I love her, don't slowly get scared, I'll scream and shout, but you know it won't matter, she'll be passing out. I said, giggity, biggity, up, and just another day. Another sad story, let's charge a day. Paramedic announced death for 10 for 80. Rip it up, kick it, to spit up the views. Sheila goes out with her mate Stella. It gets poured all over a fella. Cause she says money ain't no better than the next man kicking up bus. Drunk, she stumbles down by a river. Screams calling London. None of us heard her coming. But guess the carpet weren't rolled. Sheila goes out with her mate Stella. It gets pulled all over a fella. Cause she says money ain't no better than the next man kicking up bus. Drunk, she stumbles down by a river. Screams calling London. None of us heard her coming. Guess the carpet weren't rolled out.
Now that, I know you're all wondering, that is an artist called Jamie T. And the song, what?
Jamie what?
Jamie T, the letter T. Okay. And the song is called Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
I like it a lot.
I was trying to send you a final point on there. Yeah, there you go. Do you know what I'm doing?
Jamie T.
Emailing the guy at the Podicon Festival about Sam's name going on the guest list.
Oh, really?
Thought you were messaging Greg's.
Have I successfully made it? Ooh, feedback.
Yes, you have.
Ooh, good radio.
We'll be right back. Oh, no! God, I hate you, Genesis, you stupid machine!
Happy Friday, everyone.
Have I got time to do a 20 seconds to 20K after the break?
After the break.
After the break, all right. 20 seconds to 20K, recap after the break. Hang on there.
The Chris Miles Show.
Guess what I'm going to play next?
The Chris Miles Show.
With Greggs. Christmas is covered for everyone.
Radio X.
You know, I used to be scared of the question, but that morning, I just knew it was coming. In fact, I couldn't wait for those three little words. Can I pay? With pleasure, I said.
When you're a business owner, nothing sounds better than the sound of a sale. With Barclaycard, you can quickly and securely take payments online, in store, or by phone. Search Barclaycard Business for offers today. We take every customer seriously. Offers end 31st of December, subject to application, financial circumstances, and borrowing history. T's and C's and exclusions apply. New UK customers only.
I have very bad asthma because of all the car fumes in the air. So please, please.
What my little brother is trying to say is, please turn your engine off when your car's parked. Idling engine fumes can be a significant contributor to asthma attacks. Now, could you still idle your car knowing this? Engine off every stop, please. Search Idling Action London.
What does Innsbruck feel like?
pristine snow-covered mountains, clean air, blue skies and glorious alpine skiing.
Or exploring vibrant Christmas markets and cosy cafes in the old town.
Alpine.
Or urban.
Why not both? Innsbruck. The perfect winter getaway.
Visit Innsbruck. Freedom at heart.
Want to park up and get your sausage and egg McMuffin brought to your car? Step 1. Place an order on the My McDonald's app. Step 2. Park in a click and serve numbered bay, enter the number in the app and we'll bring your meal right over. So you can enjoy your sausage and egg McMuffin with a side of special treatment. New click and serve on the My McDonald's app. As simple as it sounds. Click and serve available at participating restaurants only. See mcdonalds.co.uk for full list. Serving times may apply. Do not download or use the app whilst driving.
What the hello there, hummingbird. I was just doing a bit of online shopping. Oh, using Top Cashback. I wasn't. Great reminder. You're right. I did earn £300 last year. Indeed. What to spend my cashback on? What's wrong with my jumper?
Thousands of top UK brands pay us when you shop, and we share that cash with you. So, thinking of shopping online? Top Cashback.
If someone has COVID-19, they breathe it out in particles. Particles that linger in the air like smoke. But one in three people who have the virus have no symptoms and could be breathing it onto others without knowing. So when you go out, wear a face covering in enclosed, busy spaces to help reduce the amount of COVID-19 particles in the air. Stop COVID-19 hanging around.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan this afternoon from 4.
Together we've discovered lots of things over the years, like Brian May's hair would provide extraordinary aerials. So if you listen to the 4 till 7 thing today, you might just learn something utterly useless.
Get the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
At Mercedes-Benz, we'll look after you and your car with our service care plans. It's an easy way to manage your service costs, whether you choose to spread the cost monthly or with one upfront payment. Simply calculate your plan online and buy the one that's right for you, all in a few clicks. And our expert technicians will take care of the rest, so you can enjoy total peace of mind. Search Mercedes-Benz Service Care Plan today. Take good care.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Broadcasting across the United Kingdom and the world.
Yeah. Radio X. All right, we just got time.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
All right, so the text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate, and you'll need to be available to answer the phone when we close the lines in a few minutes at 7:30 this morning. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. You can get the full rules at radiox.co.uk. That's the legals done. Now, here is the question. It's your last chance today to text in. You could win big this weekend, or have the money for the weekend. It was Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday yesterday, but which 1987 Oscar award-winning film did he star in opposite Kate Winslet? Leonardo DiCaprio, 1997, Kate Winslet, Oscar winning film. You know it! Grab your phone and text the word play, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. All I need from you is the word play and the answer, 83936. That's it. You could be on 20 seconds, 20K. Good luck.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Pulp.
Although I often thought of it, I'm tattooing to you.
8:53, Friday morning, 12th of November. This is Radio X. Thanks for listening. That is Pulp, of course, and Disco 2000. And now, Dominic Byrd in his bulging sack of letters.
Thing. Dear Dominic, it's very formal.
Wow.
Long time listener.
Here's your name.
Yeah, long time since I first wrote you. I've sent some small tokens of my esteem for you all. They aren't the usual lavish gifts that you get. I'm not plugging anything. Also, I'm a little bit tight as well. Sorry for the terrible wrapping. I am what Chris would call a non-woman when it comes to gift wrapping.
Right.
Thanks for making me happy. Congrats on the new listening figures from Carlin, brackets, not Carolyn. And then she wrote again, Carlin. Like George Carlin, the actor. Yeah, got it. It's
like
Carlin.
Black Label?
Yeah. Carlin, Black Label. That's it.
So I know it's with a G. Don't text in. Lines are closed, by the way. For
so there's one for
seconds.
Matt, and Matt's obviously not here.
Right. Week. Oh, I hope it's a tin of Carlin.
There you go.
Oh, it doesn't.
Guess what that is?
I don't think it is, Pippa.
No. What is that?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's floppy.
Yeah, you'll send that back. Now.
Right, so.
Oh, look what I've been sent.
Does she say what? Did she do.
No, she's not after anything.
Right.
She's not after anything. It's literally just some gifts to kind of say, well done on the figures.
Well, God bless you. That's very nice of you.
It's a little coaster with the four of you in it, including Matt Parksmith.
Oh, what, for you?
For me.
Are we in suits?
Yeah,
that's
is that
from Matt Devo's
wedding?
Yeah.
Where did she get that picture from?
I don't know.
Instagram. It's on one of our Instagrams.
Yeah, I posted it on Twitter.
Do you remember that being taken?
I remember sitting there because, weirdly, I remember the background to where we were.
Oh, really?
Because it was quite a white room.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You'll treasure that, won't you, Pip?
I'll pop my tea on it right now.
And I'll treasure this packet of Freddos.
I've been sent a paperback novel by an author called... It's Chris Moyles.
Oh, my God.
Sunday Times bestseller, The Difficult Second Book.
Oh, my God.
Look at that picture of you on the back. Look.
Let's have a look. Oh, do you know?
He's like the bees.
Victory sign.
Oh, do I look the same?
Peace.
You don't look in any way the same.
Like you're a completely different person.
Hey, did you see I posted the advert for our old show the other day on...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that got a hell of a reaction.
Yeah. There's some lovely pictures in there as well. But anyway... I don't remember. So many of these, there's a picture of me, you and Dave. I don't remember that being taken at all. Not at all. But do you know what? That's lovely, isn't it? Carlin, thank
you. Have you ever read that book?
I have read, but I read that one and the first one as well.
Have
James,
you?
Sorry.
Are they any good?
Yeah, they're really good.
No, I wrote them.
And also,
I'm a two-time Sunday Times best-selling author.
Which
did you
is
know
what
that?
It says there on the cover.
There you go. And what have you got, James?
I've got a sticker that says, I love Chelsea.
There's the clip, 7:36.
No, not
you just said it.
No, I read
it.
Are
you moron? It's an I heart Chelsea sticker. But you just said the L word.
I love that, James.
Okay.
You just said it.
Reject that. I'm not going to say it. Then there's a picture of a heart, and then there's the word Chelsea.
Oh, that is lovely. So we've
lost
now.
Pippa, by the way. She's now looking at the photos of my book.
Are there any excerpts you can read out loud on the radio? I mean,
no.
Are there not?
There's less swearing in the second book than the first.
Yes.
I'm looking at the photos at the moment.
There's something there, isn't there, for
everyone? I'm enjoying them very much.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a different time. I mean, it was me. That was me then, but it's a different...
Yeah.
Different time.
I look different. I'm just a different person now.
Yeah.
Here's another box of fun. This is to everybody. And says, my name is Dawson. I am 9 years old. I live in Skegness.
Whoa. Hold on, Dawson. What's that picture you just showed James?
What's
and James laughed?
Look at you and Simon Bates. You look so happy.
Me and Simon Bates.
You must be, 17 there?
Taken at the Metro Centre.
Is it?
I don't know how old I was, but what a fashionable guy I was back then.
Oh, sorry. I'll put it down now.
you won't, though, will you?
Love it.
So Dawson is 9 years old and has sent us lots of things in.
Hi, Dawson.
Dawson lives in Skegness. Hi, guys. I listen to your show every day on the way to school.
Thanks.
You play all the best songs. I love your WhatsApp messages. My favourite is Bum Willy Bum.
Oh, Dawson.
I'd give your show 10 out of 10.
Hey, Dawson.
Bum, Willie, bum.
There you
go. That's just for you.
I support Liverpool. Mo Salah, Sadio Mane and Virgil van Dijk are my favourites.
Right.
Absolutely right. I've included some gifts for you and also have a YouTube channel I really want you to plug, it says. So let's find out what gifts they are first, okay, and then we'll decide whether we plug it. There's gifts for Chewy and Leia.
Dawson, thank you. Oh, do you know what? It's a little laser pen and ours has run out of battery. That's great, Dawson. Thank you.
There's some chocolate, chili chocolate for everybody.
Oh, I'm allergic to chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
What have you got, Pip?
I've got a tequila shot with a special skull tequila shot glass.
What, but sent to you by a 9-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah. Dawson went into his local co-op.
There we go.
Some Freddos for you.
Give them here. Thank you very much. Go on, probably Freddo out of my mind this weekend.
Matt has a chili challenge roulette wheel.
Yeah, he'll do that when he gets back.
I've got a chocolate bar. Oh.
Has it got a rude word in it?
It's got a slapper. Gone off, Dawson. It's got a slapper written on it now.
Well done, Dawson.
A lot of thought gone into these
and
gifts.
Some treats for your cats. Do they have Dreamies?
No, they're for James. James loves Dreamies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you shake the packet, he'll come running.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
So, on Instagram...
Yes.
Dawson's page is called Our World of Supercars, but it's our_world_of_supercars. So one of Dawson's hobbies, Dawson's is 9 years old. One of his hobbies is spotting supercars. So when he's out and about, he spots them, perhaps takes a picture of them and posts them. So well done. Dawson King, his name is. Thank you, Dawson.
Our_world_of_
Yeah, supercars.
Got it.
Yeah.
54 followers.
Hey.
Let's have a little look. Oh, Bentley spotted on the M25. Oh, look at that, Ferrari 812. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Spotted in Skegness.
Yeah, that's where Dawson lives, Skeggy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. That's
quite bracing. That's nice, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Ferrari's nice.
Great, isn't it?
Cheers, Dawson. 54 followers. Well, you've now got, guess what? You've now got 56.
There you go, Dawson.
In fact, Dawson, guess what? You've now got 59.
Oh, it's going up all the
Scrap
time.
That, Dawson. You've now got 61.
Oh.
Our_world_of_supercars. You know what you've got? 64. Look at that. So that's going brilliant. Up all the time, people are following. 71.
Love
Look at
it.
That, Dawson.
Brilliant.
See, we'll try and get you up to 100. Our_world_of_supercars.
He's even got his own channel on YouTube called Dawson King.
Look at you.
Oh, man.
And guess what?
What?
His Instagram's got over 100 followers.
Wow. There you go, Dawson. Thank you very much indeed for all the things, including Slaphead
Sorry about that. Our_world_of_supercars
yeah.
now has 144
wow.
followers. Sorry about that. It's more than that.
Dawson.
So, I'm sorry, it's 163.
It's flying off the shelves.
So I'm sorry, it's 181, Dom.
Brilliant.
I just want to...
Oh, Dawson's going to love this, isn't he?
How many followers?
How many's he got now?
215.
Oh, brilliant. What did he have? 50-something?
54. It's brilliant. our_world_of_supercars. How many did I say that Dawson has?
Yeah, just over 200, I think you said.
Well, yes, over 300.
300 now?
Yeah, it keeps going up. This is so much fun. Pippa!
Sorry.
What are you looking at now in the book?
Come on, Pip.
I'm reading about...
Can you read an excerpt?
I'm reading about when you were asked to pose naked for the cover of a magazine.
Right, let's just leave it. Anyway, thank you very much, Dawson, and thank you, everybody else, for all our presents. Put the books down.
The Chris Moyles Show.
7:41.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Greggs Christmas menu. Festive hot drinks now being served.
Radio X.
You know, COVID-19 vaccinations for 12 to 15s are already available at school, but now you can choose to book a free vaccination at an NHS vaccine centre instead. I'm Dr. Nikki Kanani, GP and Medical Director of Primary Care in England. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for young people. It helps protect them from serious illness and stay in school, the best place for their education and well-being. Don't delay. For COVID-19 vaccines for 12 to 15s, go to nhs.uk/COVID-vaccination.
She was in a remote forest, using cinematic mode on her new iPhone 13 Pro to make a film. She goes to share it. Her signal bars drop.
Her signal? No.
Unable to upload her masterpiece.
Kev what?
No likes, no hearts, no love from her followers.
No, not her followers.
Don't worry. With the new iPhone 13 Pro on EE, you can film and share from almost anywhere on the UK's best network. Get the new iPhone 13 Pro on EE.
Best for network performance verified. ee.co.uk/claims. 94% coverage.
We all know someone that could do with a treat.
Zing Flowers now have a range of gifts and treats that make the perfect surprise. From their favourite wines and tempting chocolates to celebratory bubbles and home fragrances. Whatever the occasion, you can go all out for a loved one or enjoy it all to yourself. We won't tell anyone.
These are the best days of my life.
Zingflowers.com. Amazing every time.
We are Fulfillment, know that the best e-tailers have the best service, and we help deliver it. We'll warehouse your stock, and when you make a sale, we get a real-time notification, meaning your items are picked and packed by the time this commercial is over. From your store to your customer's door, from as little as £1.88 per order, with free onboarding and integration. We are Fulfillment.co.uk, putting the logic into logistics.
When you sign up for early bird deals at Samsung.com, you'll get exclusive offers of up to 20% off selected smartphones and home appliances. So you don't have to go searching far and wide to find a great deal this Black Friday. Like at the bottom of a well, for example. The Black Friday search is over. Where else but Samsung.com?
Register for discount codes by 16th of November. Purchase by 18th of November from Samsung Shop Online. One smartphone and one home appliance code per customer. While stocks last.
Your dog often twitches while sleeping, but what are they dreaming about?
And for sir, two whole chickens and the T-bone steak.
Maybe, but we do know what they'd think about pets in a pickle. They'd love the extra peace of mind when they've overdone it in real life. For pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Dean from Raging Bull Biltong. Raging Bull Biltong is great for people who are in the gym pre-post-workout. It's really high in protein, it's low in carbohydrates and low in sugar. It's just an all-in-all great source of natural protein. Raging Bull Biltong. It's Biltong without compromise.
Radio X Weekends.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
We've got some people in doing our garden.
You do? What are you having done to your garden?
We've had it all ripped out.
You're having a proper Charlie Dimmock type situation?
We're having a Charlie Dimmock situation,
so,
yeah. No bras allowed.
Absolutely no bras. Is there going to be a water feature?
Yes, that's what I've asked for.
What kind of water feature are you going for?
It's a vodka luge, is what I'm
going for. Yes, I mean, great for the garden.
Yes.
Just drink around the little flies that will land in it.
Yeah.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Sunday morning from 8.
Listen on your radio and on the Global Player.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Celebrating 30 years of broadcasting excellence.
Radio X.
Right, it is 7:46. We've got 20 seconds to 20K coming up. Dominic, please, give me that book.
Sorry.
Give me
of the photographs are lovely.
Pass me my Sunday Times best-selling difficult second book by Chris Moyles.
They really are. No, you don't put it in the bin.
It's gone in the bin.
No.
I tell you why, because you two are distracted by looking at the hideous pictures of me.
You can't stop looking at it, can you,
Pip? They're fascinating.
They are fascinating.
This is like me finding pictures of you when you used to wear shell suits and hang outside Lidl.
Yeah, it had its moment in time.
Absolutely.
That's right, and that's where it should stay.
Yeah.
All right?
Little.
Oh.
All right. Well, I know Little probably didn't exist when we were...
It was Spa, actually.
Yeah. Oh, so near, so Spa.
Oh, yeah. Or
anyway, I meant to ask as well, how was it?
How was it? Oh, it is excellent.
Is it?
Yeah. So you're talking about some music.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a CD.
That's right.
That I promised
to review on today's show.
That's it. And I took it home with me.
And it stayed in your bag.
It's called Garth's Christmas Songs.
Uh-huh.
In a way,
yeah.
There's too much to take in one go.
Right, because this was on Wednesday, and it was your birthday, and you went, "I won't review it today because it's my birthday."
Damn it!
Pippa said, "How about Friday?" And you said the word. What was it again? I remember it was very positive.
I will have.
Oh, that's right. Yes, is what you said.
So, because it's too much in a way, I'm going to take more time to. There's also £20 in this bottle as well.
Very nice.
What? Payola. That's for Christmas drinks, I think, actually.
Look after that one.
So, yeah, because there are 5 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush these things. That's what they say.
What's the best track on that little EP?
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. It's track number 1.
Is it really called that?
It goes, Well, you tell me how you think that should
well,
be.
Well, you're reviewing it.
No, that's right. So I'm going to review... So the artwork on the CD...
Who is it?
Garth.
Garth?
Garth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Gareth Hollis, but right. he's called Garth with an Christmas F's Christmas songs. Songs.
Christmas songs.
So Don't Let It Get You Down, bracket Santa's Coming to Town, is track two. Okay. That's my favourite title of the five.
Okay.
And then Christmas Joy... is number four, and It Just Feels Like Christmas, number five.
What's number three?
Festive Love.
Oh.
Festive Love.
Ho, 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 indeed.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have more of a listen today. I've got a bit of a journey
but
to
have
do.
You more of a listen.
That's have right. you listened to any of it?
Well, you asked me the question.
Yes.
Exactly.
And a yes or no answer will suffice.
The question from you would be...
Have you listened to it?
My answer would be, a more interesting question is... Are we looking forward to doing our live show on Sunday? Right, yes, okay. we are. Very much.
Terrible
listen
person.
To some more of it today.
When you say some more,
that's
do you mean
it.
Some of it?
Some more.
Right. What a review. Well done.
Best
Thank
of love.
You. This is White Stripes.
I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I've been thinking about my doorbell.
He's thinking about his doorbell and when you're going to ring it, when you're going to ring it. He's thinking about your door... What?
Is that a euphemism or what is that? Does he actually mean... No.
No, because if you look... the track's still playing.
Mm.
Okay, and it's like a hidden track on the... There you go.
Ah.
There they are. Sorry, it's quite a cheap doorbell,
An actual doorbell.
We ain't got that on the market.
It's a nano.
That's what?
A nano doorbell, that, isn't it?
What's a nano doorbell? That's good.
Where was I the other day? They were playing an announcement and I was sat nowhere near the speaker and literally all I heard was... And I'm like, well, hopefully there's no fire or alien invasion, because I didn't get a word of that.
One of my pet hates on a train as well. It's so quiet, so muffled. Nobody on that carriage, literally nobody on the carriage has heard a word that person said.
Our flight to Turkey, when we went the other week, one of my favourite things is, and I don't know why I get a kick out of it, but I do every single time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to British Airways flight whatever to Turkey, blah 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 blah, and they're doing all the little things and they're saying the things and they say the same things every single time. It's like, I don't know, if you work in a shop and the first thing you do is go in, take your jacket off and put on the tabard to wear, I don't know, and then they'll all of a sudden and they just stop for no reason. And I'm always like this, what's going on?
Yeah, true. Yeah,
Have they forgotten? Have they just gone blank? Has the captain popped out and gone, can't make us a cup of tea, could you? And they're like, yeah, no problem. And obviously, and then I'll go, and all of a sudden, we will be flying at, and then just carry on.
That's very true. What on earth has happened?
And if you've ever sat near the front, like, you know, if I'm jumping on a little flight to Ireland or whatnot, if you've ever sat and you can see, you're on these, you can see them. And often, they've got a script. And I'm like, surely you say the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a legal requirement.
Oh, do you think? So they can't miss out a single word of what they're saying, possibly, yes.
Are they allowed to freestyle?
I don't know.
I've definitely seen some videos on that.
You're welcome to the plane.
EasyJet do, I think. They freestyle it a bit.
Do they?
They sort of say, say some cool stuff. I've told you the code they use for food on aeroplanes. I've told you that already. So if somebody wants a chicken sandwich, they mime a chicken. And you don't believe me, do you? They do that.
I don't believe you.
If you need ice in a drink, they point to their eyes.
No, don't believe you.
That's true. If you want pork scratchings, they do that with their nose to make a snout.
Yeah, unless you're flying Emirates. We've got a little read that I need to tell you about before I forget. This is with Greg's. Soon to be proud sponsors of the Chris Moyle Show. They're currently sponsors of the Chris Moyle Show, but I want the word proud in there somewhere. Yeah. So, Christmas is coming. And we are now sponsored by Greggs. To make this Christmas extra special, we have your chance to win a prize. Now, what do you think the prize is? Is it Greggs? Is it vouchers for Greggs? Mm. Well, back off there, haters. The prize is a winter break to Wales in a log cabin with your mates, including £500 spending.
Oh, great. What a lovely thing.
Isn't that really nice?
Yes. I'd love that.
Now, I believe there is a runner-up prize of Greg's, but this is the main prize.
That's great,
if you go to our website, radiox.co.uk, and look at, I think it's on win. Greg's are giving you the chance to win a break, the winter break in Wales in a log cabin for you and your mates with £500 spending money.
It looks brilliant.
This is thanks to Greggs, who have Christmas covered for everyone with their festive menu. From sweet mince pies to pig's under blanket baguette.
Oh! Hello.
Yes.
Do you know how I say you can pretty much put anything between two slices of bread? Yeah. Greggs agree with me.
Oh,
I mean, bear in mind, they do an omelette baguette, which you can have a bacon omelette baguette, a sausage omelette baguette, or just the omelette in two slices of baguette.
Somebody on text had a go at us for talking about the omelette because they sell out too quickly as it is, apparently.
Oh, really?
So keep it to yourself.
I will do. Yeah. I won't say a word. Don't you worry. So, go to the website, radiox.co.uk. You can be heading off to Wales in a log cabin with your mates in winter. Oh, how lovely.
There's a hot tub there. There's a barbecue there.
And there's £500 spending money, so you can buy as much Greggs as you can handle. Yeah. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Jumping to catch the news next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the brand new Greggs app. Download and get a free hot drink.
Radio X.
From the cosy corner at the back of the airing cupboard to bums in the air, asleep on your fresh bedding. Pets get everywhere. make sure fleas don't with our Pets at Home subscription service. Get monthly tailored flea treatments straight through your letterbox, all from just £4 a month plus free delivery. Sign up in store or at petsathome.com. Subscription renews unless cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Winter wow offers have landed at Matalan. For a limited time only, you can save 30% on selected ladies and kids wear, including stylish footwear, comfy leisure wear, cozy kids coats, and more. Don't miss out. Shop in store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now.
When you sign up for early bird deals at Samsung.com, you'll get exclusive offers of up to 20% off selected smartphones and home appliances. So you don't have to go searching far and wide to find a great deal this Black Friday. Like at the bottom of a well, for example. The Black Friday search is over. Where else but Samsung.com?
Register for discount codes by 16th of November. Purchase by 18th of November from Samsung Shop Online. One smartphone and one home appliance code per customer. While stocks last.
A nice weekend. A nice walk. A nice relax on the sofa. Is nice what you really want? Or is nice not satisfying you? You're always thinking, can I do more? Life as an RAF reserve could satisfy that urge. With life-saving mountain climbing, truck driving, helicopter flying weekends. So when Monday comes and Jackie asks what you've got up to, you can say you've had more than just a nice weekend. There's a role waiting for you right now. Search RAF reserves. Find your force.
If a bank or financial advisor persuaded you to make an investment which lost money, Keller Lenkner can help. Even if the company has gone bust or disappeared, the experts at Keller Lenkner may still be able to get that money back. No win, no fee. At Keller Lenkner, we're a team of specialist lawyers who only deal in cases just like this. So, don't give up. Text RECOVER to 66777. Text RECOVER to 66777 now.
We are Fulfillment, know that the best e-tailers have the best service, and we help deliver it. We'll warehouse your stock, and when you make a sale, we get a real-time notification, meaning your items are picked and packed by the time this commercial is over. From your store to your customer's door, from as little as £1.88 per order, with free onboarding and integration. We are Fulfillment.co.uk, putting the logic into logistics.
Someone that could do with a treat. Zing Flowers now have a range of gifts and treats that make the perfect surprise. From their favourite wines and tempting chocolates to celebratory bubbles and home fragrances. Whatever the occasion, you can go all out for a loved one or enjoy it all to yourself. We won't tell anyone.
These are the best days of my life.
Zingflowers.com. Amazing every time.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Tesco Club Card has the power to lower prices on all sorts of treats for the family. Like Cadbury Heroes and Celebrations tubs from £4 to any two for £7. It can't stop your dad eating all the good ones first, though. Nothing's that powerful. Get exclusive deals at Tesco with your Club Card or app. The power to lower prices. Majority of larger stores. Cadbury Heroes and Celebrations end 16th of November. Club Card are required. Delivery charges may apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and here.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
20 seconds to 20K is coming up very, very soon. We'll do the news, we'll play a song, and then we'll get straight into the game. So do not switch off. Somebody could be winning big today. God, I hope so. I really do. First of all, Dominic has the news. It's a minute past eight.
In Global's newsroom, the president of COP26 has warned there's still a monumental challenge ahead at the final day of the climate summit in Glasgow. Negotiators are under pressure to try to reach a global deal to cut emissions. Vanessa Nakete is a climate activist from Uganda and says young people want action, not promises.
We simply don't believe it. I'm actually here to beg you to prove us wrong. God help us all if you fail to prove us wrong.
In other news this morning, the husband of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe is into his 20th day in hunger strike after his wife's imprisonment in Iran. Richard Ratcliffe says a meeting with Westminster officials yesterday left him feeling deflated. He's accused the British government of not doing enough to resolve the situation. There'll be more high-level Brexit talks today as efforts step up to resolve issues around trade with Northern Ireland. The UK Minister, Lord Frost, is meeting the Vice President of the European Commission in London. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been given permission to marry his partner Stella Morris in Belmarsh Prison. They met in 2011 while he was living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and they had two children together. He's been in custody since 2019 and is appealing extradition to the United States on espionage charges.
Sport.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Check stock at your local branch at selcobw.com.
England know a win against Albania tonight will all but put them straight through to next year's World Cup. They round off their qualifying campaign against San Marino on Monday. Captain Harry Kane says he hopes he can continue his good form for the national side after struggling in front of goal for Spurs.
That's part and parcel of learning, that's part and parcel of being a big player, having to deal with those situations, and I think I dealt with it well, and now it's just about focusing. There's still a long way to go club level, and now for me it's just about finishing these two games strong with England and finish off what's been a great calendar year.
Scotland can seal a playoff place with victory against Moldova tonight.
Come on, Scotland!
Northern Ireland, who can't qualify, host Lithuania. Wales were guaranteed a spot in the playoffs without even playing last night. It's after Spain beat Greece 1-0. And the Republic of Ireland drew 0-0 with Portugal last night. That's a hell of a result.
Oh, you boys are great.
Weather.
With Direct Line Van Insurance, coming to your rescue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Rain moving eastwards across much of the UK. Showers will be heavy for the north of the UK later on. Temperatures mild again, 15 degrees, everybody.
Oh,
from Global's newsroom. For Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Tony.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
4 minutes past eight, it's Friday morning. Thank God for that. The weekend is here. And coming up next, we will play 20 seconds to 20K for the last time this week. What's going to happen?
Radio X.
I don't know.
Coming up, more exceptionally good radio coming out of your phone, smart speaker, or wireless.
Uh-huh.
The Platinum Hour is back from 9 this morning with an hour of great songs.
Yes.
Plus, we've had a big winner earlier this week, but will we be giving away another chunk of money after the next song in 20 seconds to 20K?
Chuck. What?
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Oh. I'm so sick and tired.
I'm so sick and tired of working just to be retired. I don't want to get that far. Your company car. Promotions ain't my thing. Name badges are not interesting. It's much easier for me, see, to stay at home with Richard and Judy. Away from here.
reunion tour, The Enemy, and Away From Here. I love that song. I love that band. What an awesome tune. Right.
Great song.
It is 8 minutes past eight, so it's Friday morning. Hello, my name is Chris Moyles. That horrible, fat, obnoxious oik from the radio from years ago.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Look at me now. What? I've changed.
Yes, no, you didn't have to complete the sentence. Yes, you have.
And we're about to play our competition, 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyles Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
So the question was Leonardo DiCaprio, the film he was in, the Oscar award-winning movie with Kate Winslet. It was, of course, Dom.
Titanic.
Oh, was it? I put back to
I really so. Panicked that I wasn't meant to say that. I hate that movie.
Yeah, the lines are closed. We're about to play the game.
Phew!
Titanic.
Excellent.
Our caller today, who got it right and is now on the air, is Erin. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Erin.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really happy it's Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
This week has flown by, but I'm very happy it's Friday. But more importantly, Erin, I'm more excited for you.
I know. I'm more nervous than anything.
Ah,
why are you nervous?
I don't. You know what? I was just saying this to James. Like, I'm more nervous to talk to you than actually play the game.
All right. Well, let's you and I talk for a bit. And then once those nerves have eased, then the game will be a doddle.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
Whereabouts are you from and where do you live?
I'm from Dundee.
Oh, I
do. And I live in Dundee.
Oh, God's country. It's beautiful.
And what do you do?
I'm a graphic designer.
Ooh. Ooh. What have you designed recently, Erin?
I've actually just made a YouTube title, Motion Graphics. For the company that I work for, so.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you love it?
You know what, I really do. I've just graduated in July, so it's just basically walked into a job, which was really lucky.
Great.
So are there different types of graphic design? So you've just made something which is a moving graphic. Do you do still graphics, or do you do everything, or do you predominantly do, like, video-y stuff?
Well, I'm not really strong in motion graphics. It's just something that I kind of try to learn. But I basically mainly do, like, typographics, magazine layouts, adverts, that sort of stuff.
Can you?
Very nice, Erin. Great.
All
thank
right.
you.
And have you got a partner? You single? You married?
Yeah, I've got a boyfriend.
All right, what's his name?
Jonathan.
And does Jonathan look after you?
He does.
Okay.
Is he good enough for you, really, Erin?
Absolutely.
Is he?
Could not fault him.
Oh, that's good.
Really? That's
he's
nice.
A keeper, is he?
Absolutely, he's a keeper.
Oh, great.
How long have you been together?
4 years.
4 years?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Blimey.
Are you going to get married, do you think?
Oh, don't ask questions.
Sorry.
That's not fair on Jonathan.
I wouldn't think so. I'll answer. I wouldn't think so.
How old are you, Erin?
I'm 22.
Oh, geez, don't get married yet.
No, you've got years
years
to worry about that.
Yep. And Jonathan, I just did you a solid there, mate. You owe me, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even think about marriage till your 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Now, do you listen to Radio X much?
I do, every day.
Okay, all right. Well, all the songs in 20 Seconds 20K are songs that have been played on Radio X at some point. So, subliminally, you'll have heard all these songs before. All you got to do is tell me the correct title. Now, when you play, when you're listening at home, how do you do?
You know what? It's different listening at home because you hear it instantly. Like, I listened to it in the car yesterday. I was screaming at the radio, the song titles, but it's totally different. Like, I'm a nervous wreck right now.
But here's the thing, like, psychologically, just think about this. The game is exactly the same today as when you were listening to it yesterday. The only difference is that I'm talking to you now down the phone as opposed to me talking to somebody else and you hearing it out the radio. Yeah. And now we've talked, Erin. We're friends.
We're friends.
Yeah.
Well,
you and me are friends. I know you. You go out with Jonathan. You know I live with Tiff.
Been with Jonathan for 4 years.
I know that you're a graphic designer. You know that I'm the greatest radio host in the history of broadcasting. I know that you're 22. You know that I'm 28. You know, we know so much about each other. We're pals. We're buddies.
So much,
right?
Brilliant.
All right, and now we're going to play a little game.
And if you play well in the car, Erin, just mime holding a steering wheel while you do this today.
There you go. Why not? Just pretend you're in the car.
I'm not driving right now. I'm currently sitting in my living room, but...
Yeah.
Well, just pretend you're in a car.
There you are.
Be fine.
All right, shall we have a little practice?
Okay.
Okay, let's have a little practice. So, I will say, start the clock... And then a track will play. You're going to know these tracks. And you're going to be like, oh, my God, that's... And you're going to say the title of it. Once you give me the correct title, we stop the clock and I'll give you some money. All right? So, we're just going to play for fun. We're going to test you can hear it down the phone. So, give me the title of this song. You ready? I will say, start the clock.
Understand.
There you go. Stop the clock.
Hey.
See how easy that was?
Straight in, Erin.
Yeah.
Easy. It's totally easy.
Yeah.
You got it. You totally got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to play you a song. You're going to tell me the title of it. Once you said the title, I say stop the clock, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall we play?
Yep.
All right.
Let's play.
All right, Erin. Here we go. Really simple. 20 seconds on the clock. You just give me the correct title of the song, and you win. And then we'll have a little chat. We'll have a pause there, a little breather. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So £1,000 up for grabs on the table, Erin. If you give me the correct title of this track, start the clock. I'm gonna call her on the telephone.
Have her over 'cause I'm all alone.
Yes, stop the clock. Yeah.
In, Erin.
£1,000, Erin.
Oh my God.
£1,000, Erin.
Oh my God.
Yes. £1,000. See?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You got it. That's exactly what you meant to do.
Yeah, got it.
Now, I heard you say when there was about 2 seconds of silence, and I just said, you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. Because if you don't know it, you don't know. And then you just went, Teenage Kicks!
Yep.
And I'm like, oh. Oh
my God.
All right, well done.
Great to do it.
Well done. All right, so Erin, here we go. Right, here are the facts. You've just won £1,000.
Yep.
And we still have 12.9 seconds left on the clock, okay? So it took you a while to get it. Now, here are your options. Mm-hmm. Number one, you can take your money. You can have that. That's £1,000. And we'll put it in your bank today. So you've got £1,000 and it's there. So that's a great amount of money.
Mm.
Now, the other option is you have 12.9 seconds left. You choose to play on. If you give me the correct title of the next song before the clock hits zero, we'll make it 2,000. But if you don't give me the correct title before the clock hits zero, you lose your 1,000 and you get a mug. So it's up to you. You've got £1,000, you can take it, or you can risk it and play on.
You know what? I'm going to be born and I'm just going to take it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely sure. Because if I took that long to guess that one, I don't know how long I'm going to take to guess the next one. So.
All right. So listen, let me tell you this. You ready?
Yeah.
Erin... You've just won £1,000.
Well done, Erin.
Oh my goodness.
Not boring at all, by the way.
Erin, you know what? If the next song, if you didn't know it, you've lost that money.
Yeah.
And that feeling you have now is gone. So you're not boring. You played the game and you've won
£1,000.
No, I'm
happy. I've got an extra grand in my pocket.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's £1,000.
You didn't fancy a mug today, did you? Just £1,000 in cash.
Well, you know what? If I got another mug in the post, I think my mum would... my mum always says a mug for a mug, so I can't take it.
Are you working today, Erin?
I am. I'm actually supposed to be driving to work right now because it's about half an hour drive.
What's the name of the company?
It's RGS Fosford, but I officially work for Scanstone Potato Systems.
And who's your boss? Who would be... Potatoes?
Yes.
Okay. And who is your boss? Who would be there going, oh, you're a bit late?
Oh, depends who's in. I don't know who's in.
But I'm going to say all your bosses are wonderful people, and because... You know, you're such a lovely person. I'm asking them to give you a bit of leeway with getting to work, maybe a little bit late. And here's what.
Well, they normally listen as well. So okay.
Well, then they go. They've had a free plug.
Yeah, absolutely right.
What time do you finish work?
I finish at 4 o'clock and then I'm on the train to Edinburgh.
Oh, Oh, what are you doing in Edinburgh?
See Jonathan?
I'm going Christmas shopping.
Oh,
give
Are you really?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I actually am. Yep.
When you get the train today, are you going today to Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Okay. By the time you get on the train, in your bank account, Erin, we will have put £1,000.
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
By the way, Erin, I've got to tell you as well, that you're getting so much love. Look at this, right? Not boring, sensible decision, says Gareth. John in Bristol says, we love Erin. What a great caller. Kerry says, fair play for teenage kicks. It's older than you.
Oh, my God, don't, because you'll make me cry on the air.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That's right. It's good for our trials, Erin, if you do this.
Erin, I mean this as well. The next text says, made up for it, £1,000 in her pocket is brilliant. Well done, love. Absolutely the right decision. Well done, Erin, from Emma in Durham. Fair play, Erin. Yes, Erin, take it, take it. That's about the money. I want Erin to do well. Erin sounds brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. £1,000.
£1,000.
I know, don't. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I might treat myself to a cheeky iPad when I'm in Edinburgh.
Yeah, do it. This is bonus money. You didn't have this 15 minutes ago.
I know.
Hey, here's the thing with money, Erin, right? There's many things you can do with this money. You could literally say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take £200 of that and I'm going to shove it over there, and I'm not going to touch it, and I'm going to enjoy this 800. Or you could go, do you know what? I'm going to take £500 of it, and I'm going to put that in the bank, and I'm going to enjoy £500 that I never had, and then I've still got £500 saved. But here's another option you could do, Erin. You could spend all of that today.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm just going to spend all of it. There's no point even thinking about saving it, because
why not?
Brilliant.
Yes. Yeah.
Christmas shopping will be fun today.
Your mum's now looking at you going, well, a little bit of board wouldn't go amiss.
My mum's literally just pointed. I've got a designer handbag next to me, and she says, "Another bag, another bag."
Just tell your mum if you do buy another bag, just tell her it's a fake. She'll never know the difference. just go, mum. That cost me £20. £20. That's not Christian Dior. That's Christian Dior. It's different. Yeah, that's my Dundee accent. Bro.
Very good accent.
Oh,
Erin.
You know what? You good crack at it.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Cheers. I tried my best. Well done. You played a really good game. That's brilliant. You've got £1,000 right to start your weekend before you go to Edinburgh for shopping. Well done to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, have a great weekend. Say hi to your mum for us. That sounded creepy.
Can I quickly say hi to my dad and his work team at Arnold Clark on Dock Street? Is that okay?
He works at Arnold Clark?
Arnold Clark on Dock Street. Dan Chalmers. Hi, Dad.
Is he the boss? Is he the boss?
Sorry? No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Well, he should be.
He should be the boss.
But I'm his boss's favourite, so...
Oh, there you go. Don't know what to do with that information. Erin, have a lovely weekend and well done.
Thank you, Erin.
Bye, Erin.
Bye.
That's a nice feeling, isn't it? Right.
That's lovely. Wasn't she brilliant?
Yeah.
She played it spot on again.
She won a grand. Do you know what? It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Because most of my money you can win in that competition is £20,000.
Yeah.
Right? And I think everybody's over the moon that she won £1,000.
Absolutely.
There's no kind of, do you know what? I'm not going to risk it. Oh, God damn it. I'll just take that.
Yeah.
It's more like, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to take £1,000. Thanks very much.
She's now got £1,000 to go Christmas shopping
Good for you, Erin.
Brilliant.
There's going to be a little enough.
Did she say she worked for Scunthorpe Potato Systems?
I don't know.
That's what I heard. And
her dad is Arnold Clark.
Yes, amazing, isn't it?
Right. We're going to play again on Monday. You could be winning £1,000. You know what? You could literally come on the air Monday and go, right, I've got a game plan. What is it? I'm going to get £1,000 and then I'm bailing. That'll do me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. £1,000, Chris, is not worth it. I'll take it. Thanks. Would you like to play on Monday? If you would. Now, I'm going to spend a bit of time on this question because once I've told you half of this question, your brain's going to switch off and you're going to go, what? What did he just say? No, he didn't. What? So I'm going to give you all the other bits first. If you text in for our competition, you could be on the airplane on Monday. The text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You'll need to be available to answer your phone when we close the line 7:30 Monday morning. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. You can get the full rules at radiox.co.uk. I'm about to ask you a question. Do not be distracted by the question, and I'll explain why in a minute. You will text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936, all right? So that's play, followed by your answer, 83936. Play, followed by your answer. Got it? Okay, good. Here is the question for you to play on Monday. 20 years ago this month, the first ever episode of 24 was aired on TV. Yeah, now let that sink in, because I'm not giving you the question. 24, the TV show, is 20 years old.
Good God.
I remember watching, I remember everything about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the question is, the TV show 24 stars Kiefer... who? Text the word play, followed by your answer. That's it. Send it to 83936. Kiefer who? The star of the TV show 24 from 20 years ago this month is Kiefer who? Text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. You, like Erin, could be winning Monday morning, so good luck.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
Well done, Erin. It's £1,000, Erin. Shopkeepers of Edinburgh, get ready.
At slow speed, we all seem focused. In motion, we seem wrong, wrong. In summer, we can taste the rain.
Time to time on Radio X, because it's Alien Ant Farm with movies. And if you ever, ever hear Aidan Ant Farm on the radio, which is rare, you'll hear that version of Smooth Criminal, which is really, really good.
Annie, are you okay?
But you never... I'm fine, thanks. But you never hear movies.
True.
Apart from Radio X.
Yeah. Very true.
Everybody's delighted for Erin.
Yeah.
Such a reaction on the text messages.
They
People
really
are well chuffed.
Yeah. Wasn't she brilliant?
I got a little text come in.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an idea, Chris. If someone takes the money, what you could do is then play the next song and see if they'd have been able to get it right or not.
Oh.
I'm always desperate to know. Tell Joel it's your idea, and from Monday that's what you're doing. Love the show, says Tricky. Mm. Yeah, Tricky. Now, if I had a pound for every time somebody suggested that, I'd have 20K.
You would. Yeah, we do get that a lot, don't we?
We don't do that, and we deliberately don't do that.
No.
And if you don't know why, that's why I'm in radio, and you're called Tricky. Right, it's 8:28. I have something brilliant to play for you, a bit of music to play, but I need to give you a bit of a sell about it. So, let me take a break, and then we'll come back. I'm going to play a couple of songs, because we've not played many, plus I want a cigarette, so I'll see you in a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
Be right back, I promise.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Greggs and their Christmas menu. Festive treats for all.
Radio X.
We've got a sweet deal for you at Morrison's. With tubs of Celebrations, Cadbury's Heroes, Quality Street and Roses, any two for £6.99. Morrison's. Make good things happen. Majority of stalls subject to availability. £3.99 each, 600 to 650 grams. Offer ends 14th of November.
You know, I used to be scared of the question, but that morning, I just knew it was coming. In fact, I couldn't wait for those three little words. Can I pay? With pleasure, I said.
When you're a business owner, nothing sounds better than the sound of a sale. With Barclaycard, you can quickly and securely take payments online, in-store or by phone. Search Barclaycard Business for offers today. We take every customer seriously. Offers end 31st of December. Subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's and exclusions apply. New UK customers only.
What the hello there, hummingbird. I was just doing a bit of online shopping. Oh, using Top Cashback. I wasn't. Great reminder. You're right. I did earn £300 last year. Indeed. What to spend my cashback on? What's wrong with my jumper?
Thousands of top UK brands pay us when you shop, and we share that cash with you. So, thinking of shopping online? Top Cashback.
Hi, I'm Jack. I've been coming to Ali Pali since I was a kid. Dad used to bring me to watch the snooker, but now I come up here to watch the sunrise before my run. Seeing all the kids out in the park later on reminds me of my childhood, and I can't wait to bring my own little ones here.
We live and breathe London. And expanding the ultra-low emission zone means we'll be able to breathe it all in with less toxic air pollution. Search ULEZ Expansion to find out how the changes could affect you. Live and breathe London.
Have you ever wondered, can a melon make a difference? At Sainsbury's we have, and the answer is yes, it most certainly can. Thanks to our partnership with Neighbourly, we can donate the delicious good-to-eat food we don't sell, from melons to meringues, to local communities. It's part of our pledge to halve food waste by 2030, and just one of the ways we're being better for the planet. Sainsbury's, helping everyone eat better. To learn more about our commitment to be better for the planet, visit about.sainsbury's.co.uk/sustainability.
Hey, business types. Words getting round. There's a whole new way to scale up without phone costs going off the scale. Switch to Circle Loop, the smart new cloud-based phone system that makes it easy for businesses to add new users quickly on a pay-as-you-grow basis. We're talking less complexity, easy scalability, all-out connectivity. Keep your peeps in the loop for less. Get your free 7-day trial at CircleLoop.com. Circle Loop. Now you're talking.
If someone has COVID-19, they breathe it out in particles. Particles that hang in the air like smoke. In airless rooms, COVID-19 can build up over time, so it's harder to avoid breathing it in. So when you're with others, open windows to disperse these particles. Just 10 minutes every now and again is enough to help. Stop COVID-19 hanging around.
Radio X.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan this afternoon from 4.
On today's show, we'll get a guided tour of Pet Town 249 Biggles Wade in Bedfordshire. And we've got a Friday horn to herald the start of the weekend.
Get the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
It may not sound like it, but Zoe here is doing her bit for the planet. By swapping to Tesco Plant Chef burgers every now and then, she's making a difference. Not by much, but every little, well, you know. And we're all for it. So we've lowered the price of dozens of our Plant Chef products. Good for your pocket, even better for the planet. Tesco. Every little helps. Available in selected larger stores.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Greggs. Christmas is covered for everyone.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? A big black boots, a long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Said, are you gonna be my girl? It's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? I said, are you gonna be my girl?
I don't mind it. In fact, quite like it when tracks have like a bit of clapping at the end.
Yeah.
But the reality of that is that when they record it, they have to have people come into the studio, or it's themselves just going.
Yeah.
And I bet that's really weird to watch. And you go, "What are you doing? We think it may not sound nice with a bit of clapping, so we're just going to add that on the end of the song." But so you're clapping yourselves?
Yeah, big heads.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Right, now, competition, right?
Yeah.
On the website, radiox.co.uk, this is a chance to win a weekend break for two to the Lake District.
Oh, beautiful.
Which
love
is
the Lake
not
District.
That far away from Jamland.
No, it's not, is
it's
it?
Not actually.
Actually.
No. Very close.
This is thanks to Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, they have... this is actually really, really sweet. They've teamed up with Mental Health UK. Mm-hmm. And the idea is they want to encourage people to down tools at the end of the day for a better work-life balance.
Yes, now, very important.
If you're listening to this and you're stressing about work or you put all your heart and soul into your work, so this week... Bearing in mind that I've got one of the easiest jobs in the history of the world.
Right.
I've been doing ridiculous days this week, finishing at like 7:30. I've been writing stuff and we've been producing stuff and it's just logistical stuff and it's been driving me insane. I am over the moon. It's Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now, I'm going to get drunk.
Later. Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Not too drunk. In fact, maybe not even drunk. I might just merry. Get merry.
Just enjoy yourself,
yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. I'm going to have a few drinks and I'm going to relax.
Yeah,
and then
definitely.
We've got the show tomorrow and then Saturday I'm going to take it easy. And then Sunday we've got our live show, which I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And all the work is essentially done for that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to enjoy myself a
brilliant.
Little bit. And that's
a
great thing to be aware of, to be aware of your work life. But to also have your life. You've got to have a life.
Yeah.
We played The Enemy earlier. I'm so sick and tired of working just to be retired.
Mm.
Which is a very good point. So Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles have teamed up with Mental Health UK. That's what they want to do. And therefore, they are giving you a chance to win a weekend break for two to the Lake District.
Lovely.
Which is lovely.
Mm.
Now, the way you do it is you go to our website, which is radiox.co.uk. And then if you go to win, where it says win, we got a few things in there. Have a look for the Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles weekend break thing. Click on there, enter now, scroll down, jobs are good. Right? Lovely. Okay. There's also a video that they've made to go with it.
Mm.
And if you want to think about working, stop, just stop. Relax, chill. Who would you think of who is calm and likes to chill?
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you, Dom. You don't need to think about
okay,
it.
Okay, I won't.
All right. Ross Kemp.
Yes!
Right. That's right.
Yes!
Yes, Ross Kemp.
About time!
Now, I know, Ross, I know you've been hanging on for a while. Well, Ross, how about this? Why don't you stop shouting? Mm-hmm. Stop running after baddies and go to the Lake District and have a lovely, peaceful time. Do you like that idea? Because we'll send you there.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, there you are. And they've made a little video to go with it, which I don't have to tell you about, by the way, but you should go and watch it, because it's actually nice. It's Ross Kemp wandering around the lakes with his dog.
Brilliant.
That's nice.
That's really
nice.
Lovely.
Having some downtime.
Yeah.
Great.
I can't guarantee, and neither can Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, that Ross will be there.
No.
Unless you win it and the person you want to bring is Ross Kemp.
Because, yes!
All right.
Yes!
Yeah, all right, calm down. I'm not saying you have won, okay, Ross? I'm just saying it's a thing. Imagine if you won and you contacted Ross Kemp and said, look, I know we don't know each other, but I'd like to invite you away with me for a weekend break in the Lake District. I reckon he'd say...
You will never know what that means to me.
Oh,
that is everything.
All right, okay.
Everything!
Calm down.
We love you.
All right.
Boys, we...
Oh.
Love you.
Okay, all
good
right,
save,
Ross.
Good save.
Anyway, on the website, radiox.co.uk, you could be winning that lovely trip to the Lake District with Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Sam Fender.
Try again. I study the pattern. I see the triggers. But I can't shake them loose. And all of my anger. You take on the
the Sam Fender. Congratulations. And I love the ending. I love you put it on. It's a lot of songs you think it's going that way, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
James, can you get the studio door, please? This is a nightmare, this is.
What's happened?
Careful what you wish for, Dom.
Oh, why?
Just be careful what you wish for.
What is it? Oh, my lordy Lulu. Wow.
Pippa, I think Pippa is hidden behind 98 bags of Greggs.
Oh, my lord.
Chicken bakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Now, is this from Greggs or from a listener going, here, pipe down, I'll send you some.
Greggs.
Is it from Greggs?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Greggs.
Proud sponsors.
Yeah, proud.
Good Lord, how much did they spend? All that food. What a bargain price.
Yeah.
Correct.
Look at that.
They must have missed up some digits of that bill.
Oh, no, let me just count up how many things we've got and how many... Oh, I'm sorry, Sam, there's not enough for you, mate.
No, there is. I've got it on the cameras. There's one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, but that's me, Dom, Pippa, James and me.
That's five.
I've got the receipt here. Please ask for Pippa Taylor on arrival, but that's what you want everybody in security to go, she's a bit of a glutton, isn't she?
Yeah.
How much Greggs is she ordering?
That's my delivery.
Nine bags of Greggs.
What would you have, Sam, from Greggs?
Oh, well, I do love chicken bakes. I like the sausage rolls.
Okay, well, hold on. Who likes a chicken bake in the studio?
I've never had a chicken bake for
me. I do.
Three.
Okay, James, do you want?
Yeah, I like
four.
A chicken bake.
Let me just have a see how many the centres. One, two, three. Oh, the centres, four.
Oh, okay, well, if you're having a chicken bake, then I'll have. Oh, I imagine they've sent some sausage rolls in.
Oh, I'm going to have a sausage roll.
Oh, yeah, I like a sausage roll.
You're going to have a sausage roll?
I like a sausage roll.
So we've got one, two, three, four. Oh, four sausage rolls.
Okay, what about, did they have a cheese and onion bake in there?
There is a cheese and onion bake in there.
Can I have that then?
Hold on, what was that, Dom?
I love cheese and onion bakes.
Yeah. Oh, you can have that one if you want. Okay. Oh, sorry, Sam.
Obviously, just one.
Oh, it's just one, is it?
Did they do the festive bakes?
Okay.
The festive bakes?
I think they're coming out soon.
We've got chicken, steak.
I love the steak one.
I love the steak. Do you know what else is in there?
What have you got?
Oh, donuts.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to have donuts.
I tell you what, you're going to have to roll me onto that stage. Yeah. Right, let's do some WhatsApp messages, Dominic, because we've got even more for you.
This is a feature where we give you a say.
We give you a say.
Willy Bum.
Nice. All right, so straight in with your audio WhatsApp messages. Here we are.
Hola, buenos días. My name is Juan. Mm. I am calling from Naked Cruises here in Spain. I just wanted to see if Dominic Byrne is still wanting to go for his birthday suit cruise, where you wear your birthday suit for the whole cruise here in Alicante. It starts tomorrow. So, Dominic, confirm if you can, if you want to come. Thank you. Feliz cumpleaños. Happy birthday. Pujer.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll be in touch. That's lovely. I've got your details.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, wow. Birthday suit cruise.
Yes.
That sounds lovely.
Here's the second message, Dom.
Yeah.
All right, Dom. Hi, mate. It's Benjamin Netanyahu here.
All right.
Sorry I missed your birthday. It's been a bit busy.
That's right.
Hey, you had a good one. Cheers, pal. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Yep. All the stars.
All the stars.
To our show, you know.
Chris, it's Charlize Theron here.
Wow.
I'm in London on Sunday and I hear you're doing a poddy con.
Yeah.
Just wondered if you could put me on the guest list.
Yes.
Thank you, darling. Bye.
It's the start of everything.
That is amazing.
I'm not sure if you've got room now. We've got Sam on the guest list.
Oh, Sam, we might have to bump Sam off.
Sam's been bumped for Charlize Theron.
Yes,
too blubbing right. Yeah. Here's another.
Dom, it's your mate. John Bishop here.
Oh.
Forgot to wish you a happy,
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 happy
birthday.
Wow, it's uncanny, isn't it?
It's uncanny.
Many happy returns.
Right, thanks, John.
All the best, mate.
Right.
Thank you.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
There's a good chance that John or his wife Mel might be listening right now. And yeah. I know what you're thinking, and we're thinking the same thing. Let's keep going.
Hello there, Dominic. It's a new Virginia here. Just giving you a nice birthday, Mrs. Poppet. I hope you have a wonderful day. Okay, hee-hoo. Have a lovely day.
Now, I don't know if you heard the name.
I didn't hear the name on that.
Well, but it was clear who it was.
Well, I'm sure I've got it from the voice, obviously. But
it was Mrs. Doubtfire from 20-odd years ago.
And the rest.
Yeah. But we'll keep going.
Hey, Dom, it's Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
You know, we had a song called Happy Birthday. Would you mind playing it for us?
Oh, there you are.
Aha.
Wow.
From Birmingham, Paul McCartney.
And then one more.
My name is Brummy.
Hello, Dominic. It's me, Professor Brian Cox.
Oh.
And I just wanted to say, I'm sorry that this birthday message finds you belatedly. And to remind you that that spherical cranium that you've got hanging on your neck, the baldy head, acts as a reflector of light from the sun.
Wow.
And like, shines bright onto people's hearts. You, Dominic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of the God Star. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice. Professor Brian Cox. Oh,
I'm more scared about that message than I should be, really.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Thank you very much.
Right, here's a little treat that I've saved for the, well, the end of the show. We've got the Platinum Hour coming up next, so don't switch off. An hour of tunes picked by me. Mm-hmm. Thanks. However, I told you that when Rick Witter and Shed Seven and Paul Banks came in the other week, they're promoting 25 years since their album Maximum High, which is a brilliant, brilliant album. And then, and we got the album back into the iTunes chart. We got Going for Gold to number 2 in the chart. Well, they were telling the story on the air that around about the same time that Maximum High came out, they recorded a demo for another song that ended up being on the next album. And that song became a huge hit for Shed Seven. And if you ever go and see them live today, it's absolute main staple of their live gig. And that song is called Chasing Rainbows. And that song is 25 years old. And to celebrate, they've done two new mixes of Chasing Rainbows, which are free to download from their website, shed7.com, at 9 o'clock this morning. So I'm going to play it for you now. And then you can download it for free from their website. So it's a brand new version of Chasing Rainbows, 25 years later, from Shed 7.
This thing's an iron. Nervous wreck and working up another sweat for you. There's nothing I can do for counterparts and bleeding hearts and all the things that fall apart for you. I don't keep my secrets there.
phenomenal response on the text messages about that. Isn't that beautiful? Shed 7, 25 years later, chasing rainbows. You can get that from their website, shed7.com, for free in 2.5 minutes. Beautiful. And to make things even better, we'll do the Platinum Hour next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Well done, Sheddies.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the brand new Greggs app. Download and get a free hot drink.
Radio X. Many of us work longer hours these days, or don't properly switch off, which can impact on your mental health. So Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, along with Mental Health UK, is encouraging you to down tools at the end of the day for a better work-life balance. We work better when we feel better. So let's call it a day when the day is done. Find out more about the Down Tools campaign from Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles and enter to win a UK weekend break so you can switch off at radiox.co.uk.
When you sign up for early bird deals at Samsung.com, you'll get exclusive offers of up to 20% off selected smartphones and home appliances. So you don't have to go searching far and wide to find a great deal this Black Friday. Like at the bottom of a well, for example. The Black Friday search is over. Where else but Samsung.com?
Register for discount codes by 16th of November. Purchase by 18th of November from Samsung Shop Online. One smartphone and one home appliance code per customer. While stocks last.
If a bank or financial advisor persuaded you to make an investment which lost money, Keller Lenkner can help. Even if the company has gone bust or disappeared, the experts at Keller Lenkner may still be able to get that money back. No win, no fee. At Keller Lenkner, we're a team of specialist lawyers who only deal in cases just like this. So, don't give up. Text RECOVER to 66777. Text RECOVER to 66777 now.
We all know someone that could do with a treat. Zing Flowers now have a range of gifts and treats that make the perfect surprise. From their favourite wines and tempting chocolates to celebratory bubbles and home fragrances. Whatever the occasion, you can go all out for a loved one or enjoy it all to yourself. We won't tell anyone.
These are the best days of my life.
Zingflowers.com. Amazing every time.
Hi, I'm Dean from Raging Bull Biltong. The Raging Bull Biltong is a great snack, you know, really great for people who are in the gym pre-post-workout. It's really high in protein, it's low in carbohydrates and low in sugar. Yeah, it's just an all-in-all great source of natural protein. For delicious handcrafted biltong, visit ragingbullbiltong.co.uk and we'll give you 15% off on your first order. Raging Bull Biltong. It's biltong without compromise.
We are Fulfillment, know that the best e-tailers have the best service, and we help deliver it. We'll warehouse your stock, and when you make a sale, we get a real-time notification, meaning your items are picked and packed by the time this commercial is over. From your store to your customer's door, from as little as £1.88 per order, with free onboarding and integration. We are Fulfillment.co.uk, putting the logic into logistics.
Lila the puppy loved to chase her tail. Until one day... Oh dear. Luckily, Pets in a Pickle picked up the pieces, helping Lila back on her paws. The vase was less fortunate. For pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This Christmas, why not give someone a new National Lottery scratch card? Prizes of up to £1 million could be won in an instant. That can't happen with socks. Socks will never win anyone £1 million, no matter how hard you scratch them. Forget socks and go with a new scratch card from the National Lottery. A small gift with big possibilities. Search Dream Big, Play Small. Please gift responsibly. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and here.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
The Platinum Hour is next after Dominic Byrne with the news. It's just gone 9 o'clock.
In Global's newsroom, negotiators at COP26 are under growing pressure to agree a global deal on the final day of talks in Glasgow. A draft agreement warns of the need for rapid action to limit temperature rises. Sevi Panyu, who's Tuvalu's climate change minister, isn't convinced by what's been agreed so far.
The commitment that the US and other countries have made so far falls short of the 1.5 degree trajectory. And therefore, we urge and call on those countries to raise their ambition.
In other news this morning, the husband of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, who's been detained in Iran, is starting a 20th day of his hunger strike outside the Foreign Office. Richard Ratcliffe has pledged to carry on with the protest after a meeting with a minister yesterday. He's accused the British government of not doing enough to resolve the situation. There'll be more high-level Brexit talks today as efforts step up to resolve issues around trade with Northern Ireland. The UK Minister, Lord Frost, is meeting the Vice President of the European Commission in London. And some new research suggests most businesses are putting up prices because of staff shortages, as well as the rising costs of shipping. The British Chambers of Commerce says firms are facing huge pressures now as they battle to keep on track for Christmas.
Sport. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Stacks of stock and hundreds of trade brands. Want it? They've got it.
England, no victory against Albania tonight, will all but put them through to next year's World Cup. They round off their qualifying campaign against San Marino on Monday. A win for Scotland away to Moldova this evening will guarantee them a World Cup playoff place. Steve Clarke's side are looking to make it to a second consecutive major tournament after appearing at this summer's European Championships. Captain Andy Robertson feels they can handle the increased expectancy as well.
The boys got a feeling for getting to major tournaments and, you know, we really enjoyed it and we wanted to get back there, and I'm sure the fans are the same. I'm sure everyone connected to Scotland's the same. So when you play with your country, there's always pressure on you. You know, you're representing your country, you're representing everyone.
Scotland and Liverpool legend Andy Robertson there. Wales were guaranteed a spot in the playoffs without even playing last night. It's after Spain beat Greece 1-0. And the result of the night, Republic of Ireland drew 0-0 with Portugal.
Come on, you boys in green.
Weather. With Direct Line van insurance. Rescue cover that gets you back on the road no matter what.
Rain moving eastwards across much of the UK today. Some heavy showers for the north later on. Very mild again. Temperatures up to 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
All right, thank you, Dominic.
And this is Radio X. From Global.
The
Radio X Platinum Hour.
You know how this works. I play a song, you love it. Text me, 83936, and go, oh my God, I can't believe you're playing. Insert name of song. Tell me who you are and where you are, who you're with. I'll try and say hello to you. If you're outside of the UK listening anywhere on planet Earth, you can send me a tweet at Chris Moyles, at Radio X, doing exactly the same thing. So I'm not going to bang on. I'm just going to get... Oh, no, that's not it. That's that. What was that? Oh, that's the total wrong button.
Oh,
that's
man.
One of the tracks that I've got coming up, in fact. So, let's get into it, shall we? 83936. Tweet at Radio X. I am excited for this week's Platinum Hour.
The Chris Miles Show. This is the Radio X Platinum Hour. Radio X.
And here's what you can expect. But we start with this. Shed 7, Chasing Rainbows track, and now Embrace, you're on fire. What an anthemic morning. Chris, what a great start. I don't know why, but this song always makes me a bit emotional. I'm nearly crying in my tractor while sitting in it, says Simon and Copthorne. Go on, have a cry in your tractor. Thorpe is just texting, going, Ashes, what a belter, what a start. Dave says it's my favourite song. Gerard says it's the best part of a Friday, is the Platinum Hour. Still serious chocking. All right, thanks very much. Right, that was song number one. Where are we going next? Embrace Ashes. And next, we'll play the Charlatans. Every Friday morning we do this. I pick the songs. It's the Platinum Hour on Radio X. that's a cracker. The Charlatans.
The only one I know.
It's track number three.
9:15 Friday morning. This is Feeder on the Platinum Hour from Radio X. This has come back around.
Turning into something.
Feeder and come back around, and I talk really fast out of it, and I bring my voice down for the next track on the Platinum Hour. This is Biffy Clyro.
I took a bite out of Mountain Range, thought my teeth would break the mountain. Let's go, I wanna go all the way to the horizon. I took a drink out of the ocean and tread water there before I drown. Let's die. I took a ride, I wouldn't go there without you. Let's take a ride, we'll take a ride, I wouldn't leave here without you. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. I am a mountain.
I think you'll agree. Four absolute belters. So you got Embrace, The Charlatans, Feeder and Biffy Clyro. I'm coming right back with an absolute cracker. Promise you.
The Chris Miles Show.
Don't go anywhere.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Greggs Christmas menu. Festive hot drinks now being served.
Radio X.
If someone has COVID-19, they breathe it out in particles. Particles that linger in the air like smoke. But one in three people who have the virus have no symptoms and could be breathing it onto others without knowing. So when you go out, wear a face covering in enclosed, busy spaces to help reduce the amount of COVID-19 particles in the air. Stop COVID-19 hanging around.
Britain. Latest intelligence from the Money Super 7 shows you could get a better deal on your credit card. But don't panic. You could super save £317 with help from the smarts. Visit Money Supermarket to save now.
The Money Super 7, helping Britain save on credit cards and so much more. Super save with Money Supermarket. Saving based on £2,000 transfer to a 0% card over 12 months, 2% BT fee and 5% monthly repayment versus 21% card. Subject to status, Money Supermarket is a credit broker.
We know you can't wait. That's why we're giving Black Friday the green light even earlier this year with hundreds of Black Friday prices across loads of tech from the 5th until the end of November. So, ready, steady, go! Get that new fridge freezer you always wanted, or that smartwatch, that 65-inch TV, that new kettle, that toaster, those headphones, that tumble dryer, that new laptop, that new mobile. That... Beat the Black Friday rush, in-store and online. At Currys.
Philip Schofield here. Have you ever thought about selling your car to WeBuyAnyCar.com and then thought, oh, I can't, I've got outstanding finance on it? Stop right there. Because WeBuyAnyCar.com could buy your car even if it has outstanding finance. They'll just sort it all out for you. Easy peasy. Take the hassle out of selling your car and enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Hey, business types. Meet Ed. Ed's head is always in the clouds.
Can you hear us up there, Ed?
He knows it's time to update his business phones to something smarter and simpler, like Circle Loop, the new app-based phone system that connects everyone everywhere. It's easy to set up and easy to use, with no clunky hardware, no contracts, and no overblown costs. Hey, Ed, come down and get your free 7-day trial at CircleLoop.com. Circle Loop, now you're talking.
Hi, I'm Jack. I've been coming to Ali Pali since I was a kid. Dad used to bring me to watch the snooker, but now I come up here to watch the sunrise before my run. Seeing all the kids out in the park later on reminds me of my childhood, and I can't wait to bring my own little ones here. We live and breathe London. And expanding the ultra-low emission zone means we'll be able to breathe it all in with less toxic air pollution. Search ULEZ Expansion to find out how the changes could affect you. Live and breathe London.
Radio X.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan this afternoon from 4.
Happy Friday to you. Whoa, did I just say Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah! Join me today for the Friday Horn, a chat with our Pet Town correspondent, the last hero of the week, and a mullet moment to kickstart the weekend.
Get the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Brooke and Wild have asked me to record this while luxuriating on one of their supremely comfortable mattresses, so... Oh, my word. Those layers of luxury so lovingly put together in either soft, medium or firm. And right now, you can get 40% off everything when you spend £500 or more. The details go to brookandwild.com. Offer ends soon.
All right, here we go then. This is the Platinum Hour on Radio X. I have picked a Plan B track. Plan B. Oh, yes, I can't wait for this.
The Chris Miles Show.
This is the Radio X Platinum Hour.
Radio X.
Turn your radio up, because if this song doesn't give you goose pimples, there's nothing wrong with you. You ready? Go!
Take away this pain, oh Lord.
Such a great album. Really good album. Tells the whole story. Very clever. Plan B and Praying. On the Platinum Hour from Radio X. We do this every Friday. Just bang out the hits and you can do it any direction you want. So, for example, you can go from Plan B to Amy Winehouse.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away. The sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand. Why do I stress the man when there's so many at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I put myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes. So no day, cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history, the shadow covers me, the sky above the place, lonely lovers see. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, my blue shade, my tears dry on their own. Oh, he walks away, the sun goes.
Amy Winehouse.
Radio X. This is the Radio X Platinum Hour.
I just thought when I was playing them all the other day, I thought Plan B and Amy Winehouse worked together really well in a strange should never work way, but it did. Seeing Plan B at a tiny venue is one of my greatest memories from my time in San Francisco, says Rob. Oh, nice. I did the same. I saw Plan B play a little venue. He was awesome in the band. Ryan in Essex says, what a belter of a tune. Thanks, mate. Sarah in Northampton said, I love this album when it came out. Still good. Platinum Hour is on fire this morning. Thank you for perking up our Friday, says Gemma and Rudy, the Cockapoo and Leon C. Amy Winehouse, another amazing track, says Carolyn Watford. What a tune, what an album, says Nathan. John says, tears dry on my own, lesser play, but a belter. You're right. Platinum Hour on a Friday, it's even better when I have the day off work, says Scott. And Craig in Rumford says, Amy Winehouse always gives me goosebumps. No matter what she sings, that song brings a lump to my throat. What a talent we lost. You're right. I was thinking the same thing the other day. Do you know there's another version of Tears Dry on My Own, which is totally different to the one that we just played? It's so weird. But even that song, her vocal in it is just amazing. Right, I'll get back to it now. But before I do, if you've got Christmas presents to buy this year for people that you love,
right? Your nearest and dearest. I'm telling you now, just go on my website, chrismoyles.shop. That's all I'm going to say. Now, if you know someone who loves me and loves the show and they listen every day, right, and you're stuck for something to get them for Christmas, have a look on my website, chrismoyles.shop. But equally, if you know someone who doesn't like me and they think I'm a bit of a gobsh, you know, an idiot, then definitely go on the website, chrismoyles.shop, and have a look. Because if you're stuck for a Christmas present, but there's somebody you know that really doesn't like me, I think I've got you covered. That's all I'm saying, right? Imagine the joy on their face when they open up something for Christmas. They hate me, and it has my name on it. I've got you covered. You're welcome. ChrisMoyles.shop. Have a little look. Merry Christmas, everybody. Right, back to it. You're right. It's Lily Allen.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and I want loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless, cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm on to a winner. About mothers, it's all about fast cars and cussing each other, but it doesn't matter cause I'm packing plastic and that's what makes my life so fantastic. And I am a weapon of massive consumption and it's not my fault, it's how I'm programmed to function. I look at the sun and I look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, we're on to a winner.
Song. I think it's very cleverly written. Well done, Lily, he says in a slightly patronising DJ voice.
Well done.
Yeah, cheers, Chris. Yeah, thanks for the compliment. Right, I think we're on a roll. Let me take a break and come right back. Have we played all the songs from the montage yet? By my reckoning, we've still got... And also, so I might as well play that one next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Greggs and their Christmas menu. Festive treats for all.
Radio X.
At Trust a Trader, we see ourselves a bit like...
a personal assistant to your home. So, if your house needs a makeover, we've got painters and decorators. Blown a fuse, we've got electricians. Need to break down the walls, we've got the very best builders and architects. Whatever your home needs, we've got thousands of reputable tradespeople, each with reviews and chat options. All local to you. Oh, and we make a cracking cuppa too. You can always trust a trader. TrustTrader.com.
What would you do with unlimited data? Get that Black Friday feeling with Three's unlimited data SIM deal. 6 months half price, only £10 a month, and choose a £50 gift card when you switch. Search Three.
£20 for month 7, 24-month plan, annual price increase supply, gift card redeemed after 45 days, terms apply, see 3.co.uk.
With interest rates down near zero, even the humble piggy bank looks competitive. Maybe it's time to do something else with your money. Like investing in the stock market. Free Trade makes it simple and commission-free. Open an account at freetrade.io/radio from just £1 and you'll get a free share worth up to £200. Get started investing with Free Trade.
When you invest, your capital is at risk and the value of your investments can go down as well as up. Terms and eligibility criteria apply. Other charges may apply.
This little piggy went to the stock market.
Hi, I'm Jack. I've been coming to Ali Pali since I was a kid. Dad used to bring me to watch the snooker, but now I come up here to watch the sunrise before my run. Seeing all the kids out in the park later on reminds me of my childhood, and I can't wait to bring my own little ones here.
We live and breathe London.
And expanding the ultra-low emission zone means we'll be able to breathe it all in with less toxic air pollution. Search ULEZ Expansion to find out how the changes could affect you. Live and breathe London.
Hey, business types. Word's getting round. There's a whole new way to scale up without phone costs going off the scale. Switch to Circle Loop, the smart new cloud-based phone system that makes it easy for businesses to add new users quickly on a pay-as-you-grow basis. We're talking less complexity, easy scalability, all-out connectivity. Keep your peeps in the loop for less. Get your free 7-day trial at CircleLoop.com. Circle Loop. Now you're talking.
It's Max. Traditional is so cliche.
Didn't want to do it, so I sold my sleigh and I came to slay. No ho, ho, ho.
Bringing something different and it's bold, ice cold. Swapping tap for taste.
Take it to the max for the holidays. Pour a glass at the dinner table. Know that you sat at the winner's table.
Pepsi Max, know the flavor's major. Christmas time is the days we savor. Fizzing it, sipping it, it's that time.
Do it how you want, just don't compromise.
Refresh your Christmas with Pepsi Max. Maximum taste, no sugar.
What would you do with unlimited data? Get that Black Friday feeling with Three's unlimited data SIM deal. 6 months half price, only £10 a month, and choose a £50 gift card when you switch. Search Three.
£20 for month 7, 24-month plan, annual price increase supply, gift card redeemed after 45 days. Terms apply, see 3.co.uk.
I know you love the band and I know you love the song. I'm going to play Athlete just for you.
Oh, love Athlete.
You're welcome. Chris
Miles Show. This is the Radio X Platinum Hour. Radio
X. Oh, no. Gonna put my foot in it again. Think back. I can't believe that it was me who said that. Last time, I promised I'd write my song until I counted to 10. I said, oh, it's getting hot in here. Must be something in the atmosphere. Oh, oh, oh. Careful who you look at.
can't see things the way you see them. But this is our home. I said, oh, it's getting hot in here. Must be something in the atmosphere. Oh, we could be laughing about it, making the most of the true British climate.
Song. Absolutely, you got the style. On the Platinum Hour from Radio X. On a Friday morning. Alright. If you're on your own at home or at work, air guitar, air drums, go crazy with this track here. Radio X. This is She Sells Sanctuary at the Platinum Hour from Radio X.
Don't own it.
I think Rich Walters would be proud of me for playing the Cult.
Oh, yeah.
Or is the Cult too mild for him?
Yeah, I mean, this is pop for him, isn't
he? He does like it heavy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The Cult and She Sells Sanctuary. You know, I was just saying about if you're stuck for a Christmas idea, go to chrismoyles.shop. I didn't actually say what it was, but I'm very excited.
Yes.
Finally sorted it.
It's very cool.
God, I got Christmas jumpers!
Yay!
I got Christmas jumpers! And they're the ideal gift for somebody who can't bear me. Just see the look on their face when you open, they open up. Oh, what have I got? Oh, it's a jumper. Chris Miles. And you go, ah! That's right, I like to give to even the people who hate me. So, yeah, we've got Christmas jumpers now on chrismiles.shop, which I'm very excited about. They're ideally for Christmas, bearing in mind they're Christmas jumpers. Feel free to wear them in April, but you might look a bit weird.
Yeah.
Right. That's your Platinum Hour for today. Now you get to choose the music because Toby's Request Hour is next. So what would you like to hear? 83936 is a text from outside the UK. Just use Twitter at Radio X. Start it with hashtag The Request Hour. What do you want to hear? We've given you loads of ideas. You get to pick the songs next that Toby plays after 10 o'clock. It's The Request Hour. So what do you want to hear? Do you want some Queen? Do you want some David Bowie? That's what you got right now. Last track is Under Pressure. everybody.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the brand new Greggs app. Download and get a free hot drink.
Radio X.
Co-op Funeral Care.
Hi, it's me again. I just had a thought. My wife adored the violin. She even played it at our wedding. So I think there has to be violin played at our funeral.
Oh, I'm sure she'd have loved that.
Yeah, so long as it's not me playing.
From funeral plans to funeral services, we're here to make it personal every step of the way. To find out more, visit your local Co-op Funeral Care or go to co-op.co.uk/personalfunerals. Co-op is what we do.
From the cosy corner at the back of the airing cupboard to bums in the air, asleep on your fresh bedding. Pets get everywhere. Make sure fleas don't with our Pets at Home subscription service. Get monthly tailored flea treatments straight through your letterbox. All from just £4 a month plus free delivery. Sign up in store or at petsathome.com. Subscription renews unless cancelled. T's and C's apply.
When you sign up for early bird deals at Samsung.com, you'll get exclusive offers of up to 20% off selected smartphones and home appliances. So you don't have to go searching far and wide to find a great deal this Black Friday. Like at the bottom of a well, for example. The Black Friday search is over. Where else but Samsung.com?
Register for discount codes by 16th of November. Purchase by 18th of November from Samsung Shop Online. One smartphone and one home appliance code per customer. While stocks last.
That's the soothing sound of a barbershop quartet that have found the better way to buy a quality car from Cazoo. All Cazoo cars pass a thorough 300-point inspection, come with a 90-day warranty, roadside assistance, and a 7-day money-back guarantee.
7-day money-back guarantee.
That's one whole week to make sure they love it.
Cazoo.
You buy a quality car that's guaranteed to leave you happy? Cazoo, yeah, you can.
We are Fulfillment, know that the best e-tailers have the best service, and we help deliver it. We'll warehouse your stock, and when you make a sale, we get a real-time notification, meaning your items are picked and packed by the time this commercial is over. From your store to your customer's door, from as little as £1.88 per order, with free onboarding and integration. We are Fulfillment.co.uk. Putting the logic into logistics.
You've got your ticket and your passport. Now all you need is a fit to fly test from trustedppe.co.uk. It's just one simple test that can be used at home or abroad, and you'll get results back quickly, along with a certificate confirming if you're cleared for takeoff. Individual test kits are now just £30 plus £4.95 postage. Order before 4 p.m. weekdays for same-day dispatch from trustedppe.co.uk. Rated excellent on Trustpilot.
Hi, I'm Dean from Raging Bull Biltong. Raging Bull Biltong is great for people who are in the gym pre-post-workout. It's really high in protein, it's low in carbohydrates and low in sugar. It's just an all-in-all great source of natural protein. Raging Bull Biltong. It's Biltong without compromise.
Radio X. News update next.
Doing your bit for the planet is easier than you think. For example, at Tesco you can recycle things like bread bags and crisp packets in all our larger stores. After all, recycling your soft plastic